Hey, everybody, you're listening to WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope Worldwide on the World Wide Web at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for the best show on WFMU coming up next.
WFMU.
The best show.
WFMU.
The best show.
WFMU.
The best show.
WFMU.
I mean, this is ridiculous. It's a radio show. It ain't a 1 hour television spectacular.
If it's 8 p.m. on Tuesday, that means it's time for the best show on WFMU.
180 minutes
worth of mirth, music, and mayhem, hosted by the one and only Tom Sharpling. The best show on WFMU broadcasts each and every Tuesday night from the 24th floor of the WFMU broadcast building, overlooking beautiful downtown Jersey City, New Jersey. As always, the phone number is 201-200-WFMU. So call now. But please, refrain from dialing unless you've got something to say. My name is Ollie Farinacci, and as always, thanks for listening. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. Like the pizza box says, you've tried the rest, now try the best. Take it away, Tommy!
Just heard from the Von Bondies with Ain't No Chimney in the Big House. Oh, part of that series, the Flying Bomb surprise package, 7-inch EP series, Christmas series. This one is Volume 4, featuring the Von Bondies, the Mistreaters, and the Soledad Brothers. 7-inch came out last year, around this time. We heard Von Bondies, Ain't No Chimney in the Big House. Up before that, my second favorite Christmas song, we heard The Damned with Ain't No Sanity Clause. Elastica with their cover of Gloria from Just Say Noel. And at the top, Elvis, yes, with his pillish sort of Christmas song there. Feliz Navidad from a compilation called Punk Rock Christmas. And I am Santa Tommy's little Elf, Terry T, programming the music tonight for the Man of the Hours show. And now, the man you've all been waiting for, Mr. Tom Sharpling, with the best show on WFMU.
Thank you. Hey, everybody. This is the best show on WFMU here on WFMU. My name is Tom Sharpling. We are here until 11 o'clock tonight. It is a special Christmas edition of the best show. But that doesn't mean that your phone calls are not welcome. It is Open Phone Tuesday, as per normal. So what you needs to do, if you're out there, 201-200-9368, call in and we can talk about whatever you wants to talk about. You know what I'd especially like to talk about tonight would be, I'd like to talk to the kids, to the young ones who are waiting for Santa to arrive. But that doesn't exclude you if you're an old one who's sitting in his cold water flat listening to this show on a Walkman that he found in Port Authority. You are welcome also. So 201-200-9368, that's the number to make the magic happen. And yes, friendsoftom.com is the place to get in touch with us on the computer. Friendsoftom.com, the one-stop superstore of this show. You can get in touch with me through that. You can, oh, look at that. They even put Christmas lights up on my site here. Look.
Wow.
Very fancy. Gord and Chris, the best. The two dudes up in Toronto. Or I should say one is in Toronto. The other is in St. Catharines. Working hard up there on the website. We're going to play all kinds of good Christmas music tonight. Keep you entertained throughout the evening. And tomorrow is Christmas. The best holiday ever. Christmas.
I thought your birthday was the best holiday ever.
My birthday is not the best holiday ever. What did I have to talk about? Oh, that's right. I don't think I had anything to talk about. But I'll put the offer out there one more time. And this is the last time this offer shall be available to you, the WFMU listener. Actually, it's not the only time it's going to be available to you. It'll be available to you all night. 201-200-9368. If you are a parent and you have a child who is excited about the coming of Christmas, I would like to speak to that child tonight. I will be on my best behavior. You have my word. I also wouldn't mind talking to some of the regulars who've been a part of the show throughout the year so we can look forward to next year. See what 2003 has to bring for all of us and see what they're looking for out of 2003. See what they got out of 2002. And what I'm getting, obviously, is blanked out on the phones. How dare all of you. I don't need you. I don't need you. Let's go to the email. See what's up there. Hey, we got the hot message board up at friendsoftom.com. You can zap us a little hello there. Or you can do it at 201 200 800-516-9368. FMU, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom. How you doing?
All right. Who's this?
This is Larry from the Dakota.
Larry from the Dakota. Where's the Dakota?
In Manhattan, man. Don't you read the papers?
Okay. Yeah, oh, that's right. That article on the Dakota. I'm sorry.
No, the Dakota SUVs.
So you're in the building, the Dakota.
No, actually, I'm in a Dakota SUV on Fifth Avenue in Brooklyn.
Okay.
I want to see legislation, Tom.
What's up tonight, buddy?
That would outlaw all SUVs.
You hate SUVs, don't you?
Hate them with a severe passion.
What do you drive?
Well, right now I'm in my personal SUV, which is a 92 Ford Taurus.
Okay.
And I prefer to drive a 91 Jeep, though.
Uh-huh. Hey, can you do me a big favor? Can you turn your radio down a little bit, please?
I thought it was down. Sorry.
That's all right.
I just hope for all the best for the next year, and you did a great job with the show this year.
Oh,
keep up the good
you.
Work.
I appreciate that. That's so kind.
No, thank you.
What was your favorite part of the show this year?
The SUV extravaganza, of course.
You mean the one that we just had 45 seconds ago?
No, was that about maybe a month ago?
The SUV.
Didn't you do that? I hope that was you, Tom, or I'm making a big ass out of myself.
Yeah, that wasn't me.
Great show anyway.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Keep up the great work.
Oh,
I'm listening.
Great. Thanks, buddy. You
Merry Christmas.
There.
Happy Kwanzaa. Happy everything to everybody.
Right back at you, stud.
Take care.
Bye-bye. That was not me. FMU, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Do you have Christmas songs?
Do we have Christmas songs? Hello?
Hello?
Can you turn your radio down? I think you're hearing your voice twice, right?
Do you have Santa Claus one, Santa Claus song?
Which song?
A Christmas song.
You want to hear a Christmas song?
Yes.
Is there a Christmas song? Is there a certain Christmas song you want to hear?
Yes.
Which one?
I want to hear Jingle Bells.
Jingle Bells?
Huh.
Well, okay, we'll play Jingle Bells for you in a little bit. What's your name?
I'm Caleb.
Caleb?
Huh.
How do you say your name?
Caleb Mars Hickman.
How do you say your first name again? Caleb?
Caleb Mars Hickman.
Okay, well, spell your first name for me, please. Can you spell your name?
Caleb Mars Hickman.
Caleb? Okay, Caleb. I'm going to... Caleb, we're going to play Jingle Bells for you later. Are you all excited about tonight?
Huh?
Are you 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 excited about tonight?
Yes.
Yeah, you are?
Huh?
Are you excited
about... Maybe some Christmas song.
Okay. How old are you, Caleb?
I am 2.
You're 2. Are you? Do you know what tomorrow is?
Huh. Christmas.
That's right. Is there anything you want for Christmas?
I already have Christmas.
Okay. You already had Christmas. And the rest of us have it tomorrow. Okay.
I do have lots of toys for Christmas.
You got lots of toys, or you want lots of toys?
A Santa Claus is giving lots of presents for me.
Uh-huh. Hey, is that your dog?
Hey.
What's your dog's name?
Bye.
Bye.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too. Okay. Got hung up on. That's all right.
Hello?
FMU, you're on the air.
Oh, I am?
Yes, you are.
Is this Tom?
Yes, it is.
Huh, you sound awful like what Chris T, who is Jewish and would be on the radio on Christmas Eve.
What?
But, sorry.
I don't think he's Jewish, though.
Well, I had heard that he was going to be on the air, and, you know.
I'm here.
Okay, thank you.
What's
You're doing a fine...
What's your name?
Jane.
Okay, Jane, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
And what do you have against Jewish people?
Oh, nothing. Nothing. I think it is actually a wonderful night to be Jewish, you know? Like,
yeah, you have to admit, though, the way you said that, there was a certain superiority.
No, only because I'm envious.
You went.
On Christmas Eve is one of the nights where I wish I were Jewish, but I'm not. So I'm prepping for church at 11 o'clock and listening to wonderful radio.
Okay. Now, what do you want for Christmas?
Good meal.
Are you at your parents' house now?
I soon will be.
And are your parents in the area?
Yeah, they're very close, so I'm fortunate for that. Yeah, and then what I really want for Christmas is to hear regular radio again, because I'm so tired of Christmas music. Like, I don't understand how we can do the same thing every year and not get bored of it, you know?
So you're bored of it?
Yeah.
So you're basically, like, you are pretty much, like, you hate Christmas.
No, I don't. I don't, like, but I think we could shake up the traditions. Like, I like the lights. The lights are great.
So you want to shake it up a little bit.
Yeah, you know.
You want to reinvent Christmas.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be fun?
Do you work in advertising?
No. No.
No kidding.
I'm an art teacher.
Okay.
Which is close.
Where do you teach? What, did you teach kids?
Yeah. Yeah, middle school.
Okay.
So we're all about reinventing. But
so you just want news. That's why we're playing the cool Christmas records tonight.
I know. I know.
Like, what are you sick of? You're sick of Jingle Bells?
Yeah.
So you want to, did you hear that last little kid, that two-year-old?
She was very cute. She was very cute.
So we should not play Jingle Bells.
No, no, you got to play it for her. She, you know, one quickie Jingle Bells.
So I'm going to say, because you don't want to hear Jingle Bells.
No,
2-year-old will lose the spirit of Christmas.
No, play it for her. Christmas is for the kids, and I have to accept it. So I have to thank you, Tom.
Well, I have to thank you. So maybe you will get what you want for Christmas.
A good meal.
A good meal.
Yeah.
Is your mom a good cook?
No. But no. I have some extended family who are good cooks.
So you have to count on them.
Yes.
Rather than the gruel that your mother made you grow up.
Yeah, she's Scottish. They've got the worst cuisine ever. So anyway, thank you for being there on the radio tonight.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you for calling.
Okay.
All right, you
take
have
care.
A good night.
You too.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
A WFMU, you're on the air.
Hi. I was just telling my friends we're having a dinner party, and I said that every time I call, I get on the air, and it's great.
That's how it works.
But listen, we don't know what the topic is.
And we've
had some wine. I thought you were asking, what do you want for Christmas?
Well, we can talk about that. I was looking for little kids to call.
I'm not a little kid.
Oh, what do you want for Christmas then, adult?
I don't know. That's a hard question. What do you all want for Christmas?
Big wheel.
Heather wants a big wheel.
Okay. So Heather's had the most wine to drink is what you're
Heather's
trying to
Heather's had the most wine, he thinks.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, we're just making dinner.
Are you at your house?
Yeah, I'm at my house, and we're cooking dinner with my friends.
Now, is Heather one of these, is Heather like a mean drunk?
Do you want to talk to Heather?
Or does Heather turn?
Heather is actually a black belt in Taekwondo.
Okay. Well, unless she can fight me over the phone, I think I'm safe.
She won't fight you over the phone.
Can I talk to Heather for a second?
Heather, he wants to talk to you. Heather?
Everybody at the dinner party.
She wants to talk to you. She's hiding. Hold on. Here she is.
Here you go. It's Tom from WFMU.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, how are you, Heather?
What's going on?
I'm not a whole lot. Hey, your friend said you're like more of a mean drunk.
No, that's not true. I'm really fun.
So you're the fun, you're the loud drunk.
No.
Which kind of, because she said you were drunk.
But that's not true either. Just because I got here on time.
Your friend is trying to slander you on Christmas Eve.
I know. Gene's slandering me on the radio.
Now, you're a black belt?
Yes, that's true, actually.
Have you ever fought anybody?
I never fought anybody.
But the whole...
I mean, only in class, you know.
Because the whole thing about...
I didn't fought anybody
in person. Just did a commercial. Let's just die.
There was
can break. Tell them how many boards you can break with your hand and your feet.
How many doors can you break with your hands
and
your feet?
Boards. I can break, like, three. Only, like, three boards.
So you film commercials with your taekwondo skills?
Well, I made a commercial recently, but I hope nobody from the school is listening to
this. What was the commercial for?
It was for the school to, you know, show how kick-ass we are.
What's the school? Tiger Shulman?
No. Actually, the person that I trained with, S.J. Kim, actually trained the Tiger Shulman's people.
Really?
Yes. So it's S.J. Kim's Taekwondo at 50th and Broadway.
I might just go down there, and you know what I'm going to do?
You ought to do that.
Beat the crap.
Take a trial class.
I'll beat all of you up.
Please try, Tom.
I'll take you all at once.
Okay.
Matrix style.
All slow motion. Oh, wait, Sherry's got to tell you a joke. She's got a great joke about the Queen and password.
Okay.
Where is she?
Tell Tom the joke.
Tom, what station are you on?
It's on WFMU.
Oh, okay.
We're in Jersey City.
Oh, in Jersey City, the promised land.
Yeah, that's us.
Two,
right. Get off my phone, your boring party. How dare you mock me. FMU, you're on the air.
Ho, ho, ho.
Who's this?
Oh, you know who this is.
Okay, yeah. It's Philly Boy Roy.
Yeah.
How are you, Philly Boy
Roy? Oh, I'm doing great. You know why?
Why's that?
Because them Eagles got the best record in the NFL right now.
That is true.
Yeah, didn't I tell you?
I'll give you one thing. You were saying that we made a bet early, and the Eagles somehow have lived up to all the hype you gave them.
Yeah, somehow. It's pure talent and guts.
So literally, if they run the table now, when was the last time they lost? It was...
Oh, geez, it was weeks ago. They're 12-3.
Yeah, I actually think you're winning the bet right now.
Oh, yeah? You can't stop us.
Us?
What
position do you play on the Eagles?
Oh, I'm Philly Boy Roy. I'm number one supporter.
Of the Eagles?
You Giants ain't even in our league.
Well, the Giants are... Yes, the Giants are in the league.
Well, you're in our league technically, but you're not in our league, you know, in terms of talent and drive.
In terms of talent and what?
Drive. Yeah.
Oh, drive. Oh,
that's
the word drive.
That's what I drive. Said, drive.
Oh, I thought it was like D-R-O-Y-V-E.
You got to get that cheesesteak out of your ear.
Yeah, I'll clear the cheesesteak out of my ear. That's
okay.
Hey, so what do I owe the pleasure of a call from Philly Boy Roy tonight?
Oh, well, you know, it's
Christmas
Eve.
Yes, it's Christmas Eve.
And the Ziegler's, you know, we have a long-standing tradition. We go and sing carols on the Ben Franklin Bridge down here.
Well, hold on. You sing carols, so the whole family goes out and sings carols where?
On the Ben Franklin Bridge. We used to do it on the Tacony-Palmyra Bridge, but we don't do that no more. We do it on Ben Franklin.
The Ben Franklin Bridge, which is the... That's like a major...
Oh, it's big, yeah.
It's big. That's like cars are going like 50 miles an hour on that bridge.
Oh, yeah, but we're off to the side.
Well, why would you sing carols on a structure so dangerous?
Oh, it's a tradition. You know, my grandfather, he helped build that bridge.
But that didn't answer the question. I didn't ask what buildings your grandfather worked on.
A bridge ain't a building.
Okay,
it's a bridge.
What structures your grandfather helped build?
Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I got that Christmas cheer. I'll let you slide on that one.
Oh, thanks for letting me slide on that one.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you know who's here with me?
Who's that?
Roy Jr., Rhoda Jr., Rhoda, and little Rhoda.
Oh, so the whole family's there.
Oh, yeah. You know, we haven't actually gotten to the Ben Franklin Bridge yet. We actually stopped off at Jim's to get some hoagies.
At Jim's? Jim's Subs?
Jim's Steak.
Jim's Steak,
yeah,
okay.
Over here on South Street.
Yeah, so you're going to stop off there and...
Yeah.
Is that your Christmas Eve dinner?
Oh, yeah, always. That's a tradition in the Ziegler family.
In the Ziegler family,
yeah.
What do you eat tomorrow?
Oh, tomorrow we're going to have, you know, probably some hoagies.
Okay.
And then we're going to have some tasty cakes.
Some tasty, well, so pretty much your Christmas dinner is no different than any other night.
Oh, well, I mean, if you got the best food around. around. You don't want to go off and do nothing else.
Oh, yeah, that Philly food is the best food around, too.
Hey, speaking of doing something else.
Yeah.
I left the pencil factory.
You left the pencil factory you've been working at?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I'm in business for myself now.
Okay.
I rent myself out as Philly Boy Roy, the ultimate Philly supporter.
You rent yourself out?
Yeah. I speak at all kinds of functions.
Uh-huh. Like what kind of functions?
Oh, like just recently I did the Philadelphia Board of Kitchen Appliance Salesmen. They have a big get-together, and I spoke there. It was at the Ramada over in over on Bainbridge.
And what do you do with one of these things?
Oh, I just talk about Philly pride, you know, the spirit that was founded by, you know, by the likes of, like, Ben Franklin and all them guys.
Uh-huh.
You know, I've got, like, a little miniature Liberty Bell that I bring out, and I toll it.
Wow, what a treat.
Yeah. I've also spoken to the Contra Hawken Chamber of Commerce.
Uh-huh.
And they have a meeting every year, the Ace Hardware store down there on Sansom Street.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I talked to those guys, too.
Wow, so you've appeared at a hardware store.
Oh, yeah.
A Chamber of Commerce for what town?
A Contra Hawken?
What town? Where? What is? What
you
is?
You don't know where Contra Hawken is?
No, I don't know where
Contra Hawken is.
Well,
it's just beyond Manayunk.
Okay. So okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not quite in the vicinity of Roxborough, but it's one of the outer boroughs.
Mm-hmm. Now, how much do you get for for one of these appearances?
Oh well, you know, I try to get as much as I can.
Really.
You know, preferably a couple $1,000s, but, you know, sometimes they don't want to part with that kind of money, so I'll go for, like, I don't know, like a couple foot longs.
A couple foot, so food.
Hoagies, And then I can bring them back to Rhoda and the kids.
Uh-huh.
Hey, speaking of Rhoda and the kids, we got to get rolling in a second. I wanted to call you up and you know, part of our Ziegler tradition every year is we recite the... Yeah, you know, "'Twas the Night Before Christmas," you know?
Uh-huh.
By Henry Livingston Jr.
Sure.
Well, we have a different version that we've been doing here for the last couple decades, and we actually update it every year. So this is "'Twas the Night Before Christmas," Philly style.
Okay.
By Henry Livingston Jr. and Roy Ziegler.
Oh, so the two of you co-wrote this.
Oh, yeah.
Are you ready? Yeah, okay, let's hear it.
Okay. 'Twas the night before Christmas when all through Veterans Stadium, not a creature was stirring, not even the Philly fanatic. Nem stockings was hung by the dugout with care in hopes that St. Rizzo would soon be there.
Who is St. Rizzo?
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
No.
Frank Rizzo?
Who's that?
The greatest mayor this country has ever known.
Okay. So he was a mayor of Philadelphia?
Oh, he was beyond that. He was bursting with Philly pride, just like me. Mm.
So this takes place in Veterans Stadium. So it's the night before Christmas, all through Veterans Stadium.
Yeah.
Okay. Go on. Did you say that not a creature was stirring, not even the Philly fanatic?
Yeah, he was sound asleep.
Ugh. Go ahead.
Okay, here's the second stanza. Nem eagles was nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of cheesesteaks danced in their heads. Patty LaBelle in her kerchief, and I in my Phillies cap, had just settled down for a long winter's nap.
Ugh.
When out on the playing field there arose such a clatter, I sprang out from the dugout to see what was the matter.
So you're sleeping in the dugout?
Oh, no, I'm sleeping in the locker room.
Okay.
With my wife, Patty LaBelle.
You're with your wife, Patty LaBelle?
Yeah, the pride of Philly.
Okay, go on.
Do you know that song that she did that was, I think some of those little tarts redid it a couple years ago. That French song?
Oh, Lady Marmalade?
Voulez-vous que crée avec toi?
Yeah, what did you call them? The ones who did the song, the remake?
They're not what I would call Philly-style girls.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Okay, well, go ahead.
Okay?
Okay.
When out on the playing field there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the dugout to see what was the matter. Away from the bed I flew like a flash, tore up the stairs and grabbed me a bat. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of hoagie buns to objects below. When what to my wondering eye should appear but a gigantic sled and eight legends so dear.
So this is Santa now.
Oh, no. Are you ready?
Yeah.
With a tough old driver, so mean yet so fair, I knew in a moment St. Rizzo would be there.
Okay.
More rapid than them 76ers, those heroes, they came. And he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Schmitty, now Iverson, now Perrant and Detmer.
Hold on a second. This is 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
Yeah, Philly style.
So the sleigh lands.
Oh, it hasn't landed yet.
Okay.
It's still up in the air over the stadium.
Okay, so it's flying in the air.
Yeah.
And who's driving it? The mayor? The former?
St. Rizzo.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now he's calling to who?
He's calling to those heroes that are helping him pull the sleigh. Schmitty.
Okay, Mike Schmidt.
Iverson.
Which is Allen Iverson of the 76ers.
Perrant.
Uh-huh.
You know who he is, don't you?
Not really.
Oh, my God. He was the goalie for the Flyers.
Okay.
Back in the 70s, Bernie Perrant.
Okay.
And Detmer.
And who's that?
Oh, you got to be kidding me. From them Eagles.
Oh, who's that? Troy Detmer?
Yes.
Okay. Well, go on with your...
Can I keep going?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, thanks. Okay. Now Schmitty, now Iverson, now Perrant and Detmer. On Hall, on Oates, on Hooters and Rundgren. To the heart of South Street, to Jim Stakes, you all. Now dash away, like Steve Carlton's fastball.
This is just insane, this thing. Is this a family tradition, this thing you're reading?
Oh, well, it always changes because there's always new famous people in Philly. You know,
so
every year there's a superstar, you know, not like New York or New Jersey.
Yeah, where we're just dying for superstars. So you said on Hall and
Oates? On Hall, on Oates.
Okay, so Hall and Oates are helping pull this.
Oh, yeah.
And then you said the Hooters?
On Hooters and Rundgren.
So Todd Rundgren.
Oh, yeah.
So let
although
me just...
he, you know, he's borderline because, you know, he went to Upper Darby High. But he kind of blew us off, you know.
Yeah, he did a studio outside of Philly.
Yeah,
the first
he goes up there to New York State, which I don't understand at
first,
all. I mean,
the first chance he got, he escaped from Philadelphia.
Oh, well, that's his problem, you know.
Yeah.
What's he doing now?
Yeah, I think Philly was his problem. And
I'm thinking of changing that line to on Hall, on Oates, on Hooters, on Pendergrass.
So Teddy Pendergrass.
Yeah.
So these are the people pulling the sleigh.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now that I have the visual, why don't you go ahead?
Okay, here's the next stanza. Like the basketballs Dr. J would let fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So down to South Street, them legends they flew, with a sleigh full of toys and St. Rizzo, too. And then in a twinkling, I heard on the street, the sound of my heroes landing on their feet. See, they're landing now.
Okay, so they landed their sleigh.
As I drew in my hand and was turning around, down the chimney at Jim Stakes, St. Rizzo came with a bound.
So now the former mayor of Philadelphia is going down the chimney of this hoagie shop.
Yeah, I hope there's not a grease fire, you know. He got his butt burned off, you know.
Yeah, well, that...
I'm sorry, okay.
That's all right.
He was dressed all in silver and green from his head to his cleats, and he demanded Jim make him a cheesesteak to eat. A bundle of footballs and hockey sticks he'd flung on his back, and he looked like a cop at the Spectrum beating a crowd back.
Hold on. He looked like a cop at the Spectrum what?
Beating the crowd back. You know how... You know, I used to go, I don't go so much no more, but I used to go to them concerts down the Spectrum.
Yeah.
You know, way down there. South
oh,
Coast.
Okay. It's basically because the Philly fans are like animals.
Oh, no, we're not like animals. We're like, you know, we get caught up in everything. Sports, we get caught up in the music. Oh, man, I saw Rush. I think it was on the Hemispheres tour down there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I went so far off. It was great.
So
and then I remember one time I saw who did I see? I think it was Queen on the Hot Space tour.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. I was going so far off. They had to throw me out of the building. I didn't hold no grudges, though, you know?
Okay. Well, that's kind of you. Even though you go off, you manage not to hold a grudge.
Oh, yeah, you can't, you know, because you get caught up in the spirit of all of the stuff, and, you know, you're in Philly, and you know you're in the best place in the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, why don't we pick up on this? St. Rizzo,
yeah.
Frank Rizzo, the former mayor of Philadelphia.
Yeah, and he's still my mayor. I don't even know who's the mayor now.
I should also say, for people listening, this is... a regular caller, Philly Boy Roy, is reading his...
Hey, you know, I saw that picture of me up on your website.
Uh-huh.
That's a pretty good picture of me. I don't know how you've got that. I wonder if... I asked Rhoda if she might have sent that picture in,
mm-hmm.
but she said no. But I think it is. I think it's something she was doing behind my back.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Well, yeah. So now the mayor is in... St. Rizzo is in Jim Stakes.
Yeah, he just went down that chimney.
Yeah. Okay, so now why is Santa wearing? You didn't say red though. No,
he's wearing silver and green. That's them Eagles colors. We're going all the way to the Super Bowl.
Also, he wears different colors. This Santa.
Oh yeah. See, if Christmas was in summer,
mm-hmm.
he'd be wearing red and white because that's them Phillies.
The Phillies,
colors.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if it was in like. March or February, he'd be wearing the Flyers colors, orange
yeah.
and black.
Yeah, well, why don't we pick this up then?
Okay,
so now he's...
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
His cheeks, how they twinkled. His dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like Philly's helmets. His nose like a can of Frank's cherry. His filthy mouth was...
His what? Like
hello?
What?
It's... Frank's. Frank's soda.
Oh, Frank's cherry soda?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So, say that line again. I'm sorry.
Which one? About his cheeks being like Philly's helmets?
Why don't you start the stanza over? I didn't mean to interrupt you.
His eyes, how they twinkled. His dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like Philly's helmets. His nose like a can of Frank's cherry. His filthy little mouth was drawn up like a bow. And his three chins were as white as the snow.
His filthy little mouth?
Oh, you know. Down at City Hall, you know. Rizzo was known to tell a joke or 300 that were kind of, you know, off color.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, keep going.
Okay.
Yeah.
The end of a cigar he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a fat round belly that shook when he laughed like tasty cakes filled with jelly.
Okay.
He was chubby and plump. A right tough old guy. I laughed at him until he said I was going to die.
Okay.
A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon made me know that I had plenty to dread.
What? Why did he say you were going to die?
Oh, because I was making fun of him. I thought he was so funny looking. You know, because he's coming down the chimney there.
Yeah.
And I started to laugh, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he got mad at me.
Okay, so basically in this glorious Christmas ode
yeah.
that you've helped write, you have been threatened.
Oh, well,
death.
Even in the spirit of Christmas, I gotta respect him, you know, because he's the greatest Philadelphian that ever lived.
Okay, well, keep going then.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled on them stockings and called me a jerk. And laying his finger aside of his nose, accepting my bribe, up the chimney he rose.
Accepting my bribe?
Yeah, see, I had to give him money or else he was going to call them cops on me. And they was going to break my kneecaps.
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
Hey, this is life in Philly.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, here's the final stanza, okay?
Okay, I'm ready.
He sprang to his sleigh. To his team he gave a thump. And away they flew in the direction of Manayunk. But I heard him exclaim, as he drove them without mercy, "Happy Christmas to all, and let's skip New Jersey."
Oh, that's charming. That's charming. So Santa Claus is skipping New Jersey.
Oh, he don't want to deal with these guys. These guys are These guys are an embarrassment. You know, in terms of Santa's, you know, his list of places he don't want to go.
Uh-huh.
Here's the list from the top of the places he don't want to go. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
New Jersey.
Okay.
Afghanistan.
Okay.
Iraq.
So that's the order.
Yeah.
Of
you
place.
Guys is first over Afghanistan
yeah,
and Iraq.
Yeah, we's guys is first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
Yeah, that is too bad.
Hey, you know, but Merry Christmas. You know, I was going to get you a present,
uh-huh.
but I ended up giving it to myself.
Uh-huh. What was it?
It's this great book. It's about Jack the Ripper.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know, they're saying that they think they know who it is now.
Yeah.
It's this guy that did these paintings.
Okay. This guy who did paintings.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that is weird. Hey,
I mean, you think it's going to be like some guy that's just on the street, but it's actually this guy that's smart, you know, like an artist.
Now, why on earth would you bring up Jack the Ripper on Christmas Eve?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it's something I like to think about.
Yeah, well, it's maybe the most un-Christmas-like thing I've ever heard, talking about Jack the Ripper.
You keep talking to me like that, you're going to get ripped.
Oh, that's charming. Yeah. So you're
Do I hear some woman in the background over there?
Uh-huh.
Who is that?
Well, that's Terry T, who does a show up here also.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Can I talk to her for a second?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Hold on.
Hi, Philly Boy Roy. How you doing?
Hey.
What's going on?
That was really great. Did you hear my poem?
The poem was really good.
Pretty cool, right?
It was really funny.
Hey, you seem pretty cool.
Thank you.
Yeah,
not as cool as Tom, though.
I don't like him. You know, I was wondering if you wanted to go do something sometime.
What
do you mean?
Go out or something.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Wait, aren't you married?
Didn't you just, like... Didn't we just hear you talk about the tradition with your family and everything?
Yeah, but I'm in another room from them right now.
That's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard.
It's not.
Oh, my God.
No,
you're hitting on them?
Down here in Philly, you know, we just do what we feel.
You do what you feel.
Oh, yeah. And I feel like going out with that girl.
Oh, that's charming. That is charming. Wow. On Christmas Eve of all nights.
That makes you really attractive.
I probably couldn't hook up with you till tomorrow at some point, though. After we exchange presents down here.
Until Christmas. So you're going to exchange presents and then dump off your family.
I'll tell them that I'm going out to Cumberland Farms for some milk or something.
Yeah, and then you'll go off and hook up with somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that is so disgusting.
So, after I hang up, I'll call back and I'll talk to your screener and get her number, okay? Okay, hello?
Yeah, okay.
No?
Well, Philly Boy Roy, happy holidays to you and your family.
Happy holidays to yous all, okay?
Bye.
All right.
Okay.
Good night.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Oh. So,
very attractive.
What's that?
He was very attractive.
Philly Boy Roy. Hey, this is WFMU. My name's Tom Sharpling. I'm the host of the best show on WFMU, joined in studio by Terry T., who is the host of the Cherry Blossom Clinic, which can be heard on Friday nights from 3 to 6 p.m. And we are playing Christmas records for you to listen to tonight. We're also taking some phone calls at 201-200-9368. It's an open phone Tuesday kind of night. I'd love to talk to some kids who are... anxiously awaiting Christmas Day with Santa and all the presents and all that stuff.
Yeah, and if you have any Christmas requests of songs you want to hear,
punky ones,
you know.
201-200-9368. Yeah, so you can call up with your requests or you can email them through at friendsatom.com. Just zap me an email. And we'll take a couple more phone calls, then we'll get back to the music here. FMU, you're on the air.
Merry Christmas, Tom. Merry Christmas, Terry.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Oh, thanks. Who's this?
Who is this?
I think I know who this is. Let me guess. Do I get one guess?
Yes.
This is Executive Call Screener Matt.
Yes, it is.
How are you doing, buddy?
Hey.
I'm doing fine. Hey, Terry T. Hey, how's it going?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to you too, Tom.
Thank you.
Doing fine on this fantastic Christmas Eve.
So what... Excited about Santa?
Yes. Very excited about Santa.
So what's going on tonight, buddy?
I'm just listening to the show, and I'm feeling a little sad that I'm not there sharing
I'm sorry.
This special Christmas magic with you guys.
Well, it's Christmas night. You should, I want to give you the night off.
Oh, thank you, Tom.
So we'll play music for you to listen to, for you to enjoy.
Oh, thanks.
Actually, Tom showed me this excellent CD that you gave him for Christmas that you put together of Christmas music.
Yes.
And
Santapalooza.
Santapalooza, we're going to play some stuff from that.
All right.
Really good. Good,
excellent.
Good, some good choices there. I was very psyched.
Oh, thank
you.
Hey.
Thank you for that, young Matt.
It's because of the fantastic music that I hear on the best show on WFMU and the Cherry Blossom Clinic and all the other great shows in WFMU that I was able to put together this fantastic compilation CD.
So now what's this I hear about you having made a special trip in New York City today?
I did indeed make a special trip. As we all know, our, I guess we can call him a friend, our friend John Conti is trying to break the world record for mm-hmm. continuous piano playing. He's going to go for about 50 hours, I believe it is.
I think so, yeah.
And as it turns out, the Cornelia Street Cafe, which is where he's doing it, is not too far away from my workplace.
Mm-hmm.
And because I can't be an executive call screener all the time, as you know. And
obviously not.
This afternoon I decided to pay him a little visit over there, and I was most pleased to see that he was not only playing, but he had accompaniment with him, and there were people there watching and enjoying his performance.
So he was up on stage. What hour did you see him at?
I saw him around 2:30 in the afternoon.
So he started at like 7?
7:30. 7:30. It was apparently on a couple of the local TV shows, like Good Day New York, I think, and
okay.
Channel 11. And yeah, he's been going. As far as I know, I mean, I haven't heard anything since, but he's been going, I guess, now for, I guess, what, 13 and a half hours or so.
How did he look?
He looked fine, and the playing was...
Well, that, are you sure that was him then?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. There's really... There's only
he might have been taken to a hospital, and someone who looks fine might have been up there playing piano to entertain everybody.
You know,
I'm kidding.
I was saying fine, really. I was trying to be nice.
I know.
It is Christmas.
I'm the one who can be mean. Don't worry.
But there's only one John Conte, and yeah, he was definitely going at it. It was interesting. He had just finished with one accompanist, a gentleman playing clarinet, and then he was joined immediately by another. And this is a gentleman who was playing playing a saw.
Really?
Yeah. And they did a couple of numbers together.
I love it. He looks like he's going to hold. Did he look like he was holding up?
He looked, he definitely looked like he was holding up. And he saw me. He saw me come in, and he was. It seemed like he was very pleased to see me. It seemed like he was very pleased to see that someone from the show was stopping by and paying respects.
That's fantastic. Now this is the Cornelia Street Cafe.
Yes.
And where is it in the city?
Cornelia Street is between. It is on, you can get there between 4th and Bleecker, and between 6th and 7th Avenues.
Okay, so he's right down in that area,
mm-hmm.
and if people want to stop by, they can see John Conte, who has been on the show for the last couple months.
Yep, since I think it was early October.
Yes, he has been working on setting this world record for a while. Now he is doing it, so stop.
He's in the mist, and... It's very exciting. It's something that obviously it's a big thing for him. It's a dream come true,
mm-hmm.
and he's doing it. He's making it happen.
So stop down and see John Conte attempt to set this world record.
See John Conte, but do everything you can to avoid the creep with the video camera. He was.
Did you see him?
Yeah. Oh yeah. He was there.
Yeah. Completely.
Yeah. He tried to get me to do an interview.
Completely disturbing.
Very much so. Very much so.
It's just sad.
Yeah. But, yeah, he's there's a downstairs performance area, and that's where he is. But it's free. Anybody can go in. And, fingers crossed, any time today or tomorrow you can go down. And hopefully the big snow won't stop people from going down.
I still think you should make it. I think if you have to drive and put yourself in physical harm to get there to see a man try to set a world record, it's worth doing.
Think about the physical harm to John Conte. Here's a man who's going to be playing piano for 50 hours straight. His fingers will be bleeding. This is a man who will not have had a cigarette, will not have had a drop of alcohol or bad food for 50 hours. I mean,
yeah.
Think about John Conte for once.
Exactly. Go down and give him some support. Seriously, if you're in the area, go down and cheer him on. Tell him you listen to the show and that you're a fan of him. And if anybody from the Cornelius Street Cafe is out there, give a call. We'd love to talk to John on the air.
That would be fantastic.
Somebody
yeah.
can stick a cell phone next to his ear while he plays on. So what else can I? What else is brewing for you, Matt?
Oh, just Christmas with the family, and looking forward to a couple of days of rest and relaxation, and certainly I'm enjoying listening to the show. It's a pleasure, on one hand, to listen to the show and just, be a regular listener again, but on the other hand, kind of what show is there.
You've got a home, and you'll be here not next week, because next week is New Year's Eve.
No, next week's New Year's Eve.
So... But the week after, we're back at full strength.
Fantastic.
Okay.
And maybe we'll hear from John Conte then.
Hopefully we will have the champion in the studio or on the phone.
But, Tom, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas, and I just want to let you know it's been a real pleasure being the call screener, and looking forward to a fantastic year 2003 of call screening.
So am I. And thank you so much. You're a champ.
Merry
I appreciate
Christmas.
You being a part of the show.
And Merry Christmas to you, too, Terry.
Oh, Merry Christmas to
you. All right. Well, you have a good night and have a happy holiday.
You, too. And Merry Christmas to all the listeners, except for that kid with the Kansas obsession. And,
yes, exactly. And the other...
And those jerks. Those absolute jerks.
Exactly.
I
wish the worst Christmas on them.
Beyond just coal in the stockings, I want them to get...
mugged.
I want them to get the heart of their most beloved... family members in their
wow.
stockings.
Holy
that's,
moly.
That's wow.
Spoken like a true horror movie fan. All right. Thanks a lot, man.
Thank you, Tom.
Thanks,
Derek.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
A couple more calls, and we get back
legal?
To the music.
Legal?
Everybody, you're listening to WFMU East Orange, WXHD Matt Hope
Hello?
Worldwide on the World Wide Web at WFMU.org. Hey, you're on the air.
Yeah. My name is Petey.
Hey, Petey, how are you?
Hey,
welcome
Petey.
To the best show on WFMU. What can I do for you, pal?
I'm going to open my present on the air.
Really?
Yeah.
Which present?
A present I got from my friend that I didn't open yet.
Really? Open it up, buddy. Let's hear it.
Okay, ready?
Rip into that bad boy.
Let me see. It's a Timex. Oh, it's a watch.
Really? Your friend got you a watch?
Yeah, and you could, there's fighting games on it or something. Yeah.
Wow, why'd your friend go and get you a whole watch?
I don't know. Because he's friendly.
Is he a good friend?
Yeah.
Wow. That's something else, buddy.
Yeah, and I didn't get him a present yet,
yeah.
So I have to, get one after Christmas.
Yeah, that's charming. That's good. That's good to see that friendship goes both ways.
Thank you.
I didn't know. So when he handed you the present, did you just feel like a heel?
Yeah.
Did you just go, I forgot
yours.
Sorry,
I didn't get you a present.
Or did you say, I left yours at home?
No.
You actually told the truth?
Yeah.
You're a good guy, Petey.
I'm a good guy.
You're an honest young man.
Hey, did you ever hear from Kevin?
Kevin? Oh, the dude who is friends with my brother?
Yeah.
Yeah. I heard from him last week.
Yeah, I know, but what happened to him?
I don't know.
He's dead.
He might be dead.
Oh, my God.
Could you imagine if he was dead?
I know.
Hey, did you hear the girl who called last week, huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
I don't get it.
It was like a girl your age.
So?
Come on, G-rated.
It is G-rated.
What?
You want me to set you up on a little date there?
No.
So you go to the mall shop?
No. I already set someone on the message board up. I said anyone who's a 40-year-old pervert, email me at Rightno, and then they could get hooked up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I told
you that. I'm just teasing you.
And some people volunteered.
You know I'm teasing you, buddy.
Wait, let me get this straight. Petey, you're soliciting girls to email you on your website for dates?
What? No.
Oh, okay.
No, he wants
dudes. Who's on the message board?
He wants dudes to email him so that way he can tell them to shut up.
Yeah, because they're annoying me.
He can zap them.
You have a cool website, Petey, by the way.
Thank you for that.
It is a very cool website.
I mean, you did it yourself, right? All yourself?
Yeah.
How old are you again?
11, but I'm going to be 12 in January.
Really?
Ooh.
Hey, why don't we have an on-air birthday party?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you come down? Can you get your dad to drive you down? You're far away, aren't you?
That may be arranged.
Really?
Maybe, I don't know.
Well, talk to your dad about driving you down.
I'll talk to him after I hang up.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, people can check out Petey's homepage. The link is at friendsoftom.com. Just go to the links section. You can hit on, you can hit Petey's website there, right?
Yeah.
Good web page. Hey,
it's cool, huh, buddy?
Do you have a poll up there, Petey?
What?
Do you have a poll up there this week?
Yep. It's about
Onimusha 3?
No, it's about movies. And what's the worst movie in 2002 or 2001?
What do you think the worst movie is?
I don't remember any of the things I put on it. So.
Oh, wow, you have some list there.
Oh, let me see. Oh, no, there's too many to choose from.
Uh-huh.
Movies are going downhill, Tommy.
You think so?
Yeah. I'm going to be the next movie person, and then I'll bring them uphill, Tommy.
You're going to do it. Did you ever work on that little animated Space Ghost thing? Yeah.
Yeah. I'm up to scene 4.
Wow.
When are you going to be done with it?
Maybe in like 2 months.
Okay. You going to make me a copy of it?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to get it to those dudes, you know.
Yeah. That would be cool.
I'll get it right to them.
Okay.
Now,
God, look how good his website is.
Your website's cool, but you got to admit that mine creams your website.
I guess you could say that.
You got to admit my website is unbelievable.
Uh-huh.
Hey, did you see the picture of Dogmo on my website?
Yeah, Dogmo's pretty cool.
The new one, though. Did you see the new picture?
No.
Wearing a Santa hat?
No.
If you go to friendsoftom.com, look at the main page. It's Dogma wearing a Santa hat.
Okay.
And has Christmas lights on the page.
And there's Christmas lights on the page now.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the best.
Okay.
Your site's pretty good, but it's nowhere near my site.
No, okay. His site is.
Hey, Tommy.
Yeah, what's that, buddy?
I'm getting a Game Boy Advance for Christmas.
Really?
Yeah.
I got one already.
Oh, Game Boy Advance 3. Let me guess. Right?
Nope, just Game Boy Advance.
Oh, okay.
With somebody bought me a super pack of Japanese games, though.
Okay.
For it.
Hope you enjoy your Christmas, Tommy. Well, Petey, poor little Petey, only got a Game Boy Advance with only 2 games, Tommy.
Uh-huh.
You got a pack of Japanese games, Tommy.
You know how many games I have for Game Boy Advance now?
What?
70.
Okay. Just think of poor little Petey sitting in his home. Only having 2 games to choose from.
Yeah, I will think about that one.
Tommy, the Ghost of Christmas Future will visit you tonight.
Good. Well, and I guess he's going to try to steal the games from me.
Yeah.
Hey, what was your favorite part of 2002, young Petey?
I got to go with the parts when Philly Boy Roy come on.
Did you just hear that, 'Twas the Night Before Christmas?
Yeah, he's pretty good.
He is good.
You gotta admit it, you know.
What was your least favorite part of 2002?
The Billy Joel music, because Billy Joel's like, his music is like really bad.
Yeah.
So, you know, that was the worst show ever, but.
All right, buddy, I appreciate it.
Okay.
Well, and you have a happy holiday.
Okay, Merry Christmas,
Merry
Tom
Christmas
and Harry.
To you. And
Merry Christmas, Petey.
Okay,
and to
bye.
You say hi to your dad and your sister.
Okay. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Which cut do we go with that?
CD2?
We're
going to go with...
FMU, you're on the air.
Request for Caleb.
I'm on the air.
You're on the air, buddy.
I'm straight away on the air.
Yeah, hey, can you do me a favor?
Sure.
Can you knock off that accent?
This is my accent.
Where are you from?
England.
Where in England?
London.
Oh, London. What a shocker.
That's
actually
where I'm calling from.
You're calling from London right now.
I'm calling from London.
What time is it in London?
It's just gone 2 o'clock. I'm calling from the future. It's Christmas Day.
Really?
Yeah.
What's going on over there in London then?
Not much. Joe Strummer's dead.
Really? We didn't hear that news yet.
No, you did. It's on the message board.
So what's your name, buddy?
Jason.
Jason?
Yeah.
Is it? Sure. Why isn't it Trevor or Ian?
Because that's what my parents christened me.
Are you really English?
Yeah.
Tell me, what do you call, if I want to go to the 14th floor of a building, what do I take?
The lift.
Okay. If I work at a job and I get 3 weeks off, where do I go?
On holiday.
Okay. If I'm doing a stage show and, people are coming from the left side, what are they doing?
They're coming from stage left.
Okay.
Or front side.
Front. Or what is now? What do they come through?
The curtain.
Okay. That's probably something that's universal. But so you're actually calling from London right now.
Yeah. Well, I listen to the show every week. I just thought I'd ring up.
Well, I appreciate it.
And say happy Christmas to you and Terry and everyone else involved with the show.
You like the station?
Oh, I love it.
What's your favorite part of the station?
What's my favorite show?
Yeah.
The best show.
Oh, well, thank you. That's so kind. What's your favorite part of the best show for 2002?
What, you mean the best bit from
the
year?
Yeah, what did you like? What did you like and what didn't you like?
Well, there was none of it I didn't like. I liked Corey from Mother 13.
Okay, you liked him?
Yeah.
Me too.
Petey's interview.
Petey? You like Petey's interview with the cartoon dudes?
Yeah.
That was good. Now, what's going on? What's the hot thing in England?
What, you mean music-wise or...?
Whatever, just anything-wise.
Well, I know you've had, like, American Idol.
Yeah.
Well, we're on our third series.
And what's it called over there?
Well, it was originally called Pop Idol.
Uh-huh.
And then they did one where they got a whole group together. I can't remember what that was called. But now they've just done one where they got a whole group of girls together and a whole group of boys together.
And they're competing?
And they're competing.
And the girls won. I don't like it.
I don't like it. You love it?
Who's your favorite group?
My favorite group? What, in the whole world? There's too many bands to mention.
Right now. Who's the cool band that nobody in America knows about?
Oh, God.
Turn us on.
I don't know. What am I listening to? Scanfrom. Oh, God. There isn't a band that I can mention that people at WFMU don't know about.
Aha! Uh-huh. That just shows that you know what you're talking about. Now tell me, what movies are playing over in England right now?
Lord of the Rings, of course. Harry Potter.
Yeah. Anything else?
Not that I can think of.
How about Swept Away? I heard that's the most popular movie in England.
I've never heard of it.
With Madonna?
Oh, God. They didn't even have it. It didn't even come out. It's straight to video.
Now, is Guy Ritchie... That guy's a fraud, right?
Completely.
He puts on that accent, that kind of like street tough... What do you call that? Is that like... What kind of accent is he doing?
Well, I guess you call it Mutney.
Mutney?
Well, you know, if you're from London,
okay.
The slang's like called Cockney.
Yeah.
But when you fake it, it's called Mockney.
It's a Mockney. Okay.
Yeah.
So he does a... Because he is like a... He's like a fancy dude, right? He's like a fancy lad.
I think he comes from quite a well-off family. His sister was on the television the other day. She's like an entrepreneur, and she was opening a fitness club, and she was really well-spoken. So
now all of a sudden, for him to all of a sudden be going, hey, yo, here's my movie.
Oh,
here's your snatch, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's a complete fraud, so that way he looks like a tough guy.
It's completely fake. And you know, those films do well over here. But
yeah.
I don't think they're any good. People just get excited because, you know, there's actually an English film out.
Yeah.
Instead of people get swept along with sort of cultural jingoism.
So they're kind of, they're just, they get overly proud of this guy.
Yeah.
Who's making crazy English movies.
Yeah, and, you know, no one stops and says, you know, this might not actually be a good film.
Yeah. They're just, they're, it's pride. See, we don't have that here. We don't have this national pride that you people in England have, where you rally
around.
Oh,
yes, you do.
Well, actually, I think we have a lot of it.
Hey, how's John Conte doing?
I don't know. He played, we got an update from my call screener a few minutes ago. He's doing okay, and hopefully he'll check in.
Well, I'll wish him the best.
You know what you should do? How's this sound? I'm proposing this right now.
Okay.
You go to the airport. You fly the Concorde over like Phil Collins did at Live Aid. And before the show is over, you come to this studio.
I would never get on the Concorde.
Why is
that? Always crashes.
Does it always crash?
Well, not always, but it did. I still don't think I would make it there in time.
Now tell me one other thing. I'm gonna, now that I have an honest-to-goodness English person on the phone.
Okay.
From England. In England.
Yeah.
We've got all English people here now. It's not so exciting.
Yeah.
When they're here, because they're half American when they're here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you, have you ever been to America?
Yeah, quite a few times. I was there just this year, West Coast.
What were you doing here? Work?
A friend of mine got married in Las Vegas.
Very fancy.
And I used the opportunity to go to LA and San Francisco as well. I was there for 3.5 weeks, but 1989 to 90, I was actually spent 10 months in the States, in New Jersey, in fact, and that was when I first heard WFMU.
And then you went back and listened on your computer.
Well, about 10 years later, yeah.
I had to wait
for technology to catch up with my yearning to hear good radio.
So, actually, you know, I was building up to this question that it turns out I don't have. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Well, I'm going to wish you a happy holiday.
Okay, thank you very much.
And you know, you should have a happy, what, Boxing Day,
yeah,
right?
That's correct.
What do we do on Boxing Day?
Box.
No, really, what do you do?
Well, I'm going back to work.
You're going back to work on Boxing Day?
Yeah.
What is Boxing Day exactly?
Well, it's just the day after Christmas Day. I don't know why they call it that. It's just traditional.
How about Guy Fawkes Day? What's that?
That's when they celebrate the fact that they caught this guy who was trying to blow up Parliament. He hid a load of gunpowder underneath Parliament, and they have fireworks, and they build a big bonfire, which I think, you know, it was like a pagan festival anyway.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, is there a national holiday in England dedicated to the band Doctor and the Medics? Is there?
God, no. Please tell me you don't like that band.
I still think they're better than ever. I think they're aging so gracefully.
There should be a national holiday to Doctor and the Crippins. You know that band?
Yes.
No. What?
Doctor Crippins Waiting Room.
Terry knows it.
I know Doctor Who.
Everyone knows Doctor Who.
Does everybody in England wear one of those long Doctor Who scarves? Do they hand them to you at the airport?
He was the best Doctor Who.
And that was Tom?
Baker.
Tom Baker.
Yeah.
Who was the worst Doctor Who?
Oh, God. Anybody after him. Probably the ones towards the end were really, really bad.
When did Doctor Who finally go off the air?
Oh, God, I don't know. It must be 10 years ago. But then, you know, they made that Hollywood one-off. Did you see that?
No, that did not come out over here.
You're lucky.
Over here it was called Doctor Who Cares. All right. Hey,
okay.
You take care, buddy. I appreciate you calling.
Merry
okay.
Christmas.
All right, Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Bye. All right, everybody. We're going to get back to the music now here on the best show on WFMU. Super spectacular holiday launching pad show.
I'm joined in studio by the host of the Cherry Blossom Clinic,
I'm
Carrie
just
T.
your elf tonight, Santa Tommy.
Who's doing all the music programming tonight, so if the music sounds a little better than it usually does, that's why.
And this next tune goes out to Caleb, who's 2 years old tonight, and she wanted to hear Jingle Bells.
Well, here you go, Caleb. This is for you. And people can call with their requests.
Or email.
201-200-9368. Email at friendsatom.com. This is Jingle Bells for Caleb.
It's Christmas time.
That was Sun Ra with It's Christmas Time. And that goes out by request to Kevin. And that's from Sun Ra, the singles set, which came out on the Evidence Music label in 96, four CDs. Wow, we're missing. Uh-oh. Okay, well, whatever. I don't know. I'm just programming this stuff. Before that, we heard from The Stitches with Punk Rock Christmas. Song that came out New York. They were a New York band, and the single came out in 77. But, of course, I got the reissue, which came out, a few years ago. On Bag of Hammers label, the Alan Milman Sect with did I say the Stitches? I meant to say the Alan Milman Sect with Punk Rock Christmas. You know, it's funny because it's like the behind the scenes backstory here is when one person's programming the music, the other person's, you know, like doing the phone and the computer. It's like, oh, I don't know. It's almost like Greasy Kid stuff. It's just insane here. Okay. And but before that, we heard the best Christmas song of all time. Lil Augie Rios with Donde Esta Santa Claus. That can be found on the WCBS FM 101 Christmas album, Volume 2. Sonics up before that with their garage rock classic, Santa Claus. Los Straitjackets, we heard Here Comes Santa Claus. That's from the brand new Los Straitjackets Christmas album called Tis the Season For, out on the Yep Rock label. And another one of my favorite Christmas ditties, we heard The Yobs with Another Christmas, and that's from the Yobs Christmas album. Originally came out in 1980, was reissued 10 years later, and then 10 years later after that. And the Yobs are actually the boys, and it's really a great, really wonderful, great Christmas album to put on. It's like punky, it's up-tempo, it's funny, it's... I don't know. Before the Yobs, we heard from the Greedies. The Greedies with We Wish You a Merry Christmas. And the Greedies were a put-together group of people from the Sex Pistols and Thin Lizzy. It's, I believe it was Phil Lynott, and I'm trying to think of who the other people were. Can't find my informational notes. Oh, yeah. Cook and Jones from the Pistols. That was on a single which came out in 79, but has now been compiled on a really great... If you're looking for a good punk rock Christmas CD, there's this one called Punk Rock Christmas out on Rhino, and it has that Greedies single on it, as well as that Damned record, which is also good, There Ain't No Sanity Clause, and a few other really good things. Stiff Little Fingers doing White Christmas, and The Ramones, I Don't Want to Fight Tonight, Merry Christmas, and oh, just so. Celibate Rifles are on here. Pansy Division. TBT Dollars. The Frogs. DI, you know. Elvez. Good stuff. So, before that, we heard from Holly Golightly, brand new single from Holly Golightly with the Greenhorns. Backing her up, we heard I Don't Hear You. That's her new Christmas single. The A-side is actually the Christmas song called Little Stars. New 7-inch out on the Damaged Good label. And at the top, out by request, to little Caleb, who should be in bed by now, methinks. We heard Sammy Davis Jr. doing his cover of Jingle Bells, and that's off a compilation called Christmas with the Rat Pack, out on the Capitol label with Sammy Davis Jr. and Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra. And I'm Terry, the Christmas elf here, helping Tom program music so he can concentrate on the show. Oh, by the way, in the background is the Husky Team, which is a Dave Amos and Dennis Dykin. Really great Christmas CD called Christmas in Memphis, out on the Confidential label. www.confidentialrecordings.com. Really excellent instrumental album. Just nice Christmas music. Slip it to your parents, you know. Put it on. It's good. Okay. I know you want to talk to the man. You don't want to hear me talking. Here's Tom Sharpling.
Hey, everybody.
How you all doing? Let me punch that up here. This might be an exciting call we are expecting. FMU, you're on the
air.
Yeah,
I'm supposed to have a live call in with Tom.
Yeah, this is Tom.
Oh, hi, Tom. This is Danny from More Good Stuff.
Hey, Danny.
You ready to talk to him?
Absolutely.
Okay, hold on. Someone, excuse me. In the chair.
No foul language.
Sorry.
For Jenny.
Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay,
we're
here
on the
he
air.
Is. I'm going to put the phone up to his ear. Hold on.
Hi, Tom.
Hello. Hey. How you doing, buddy?
Well, not too bad. All things considered.
Now, you were in what? This is John Conti, the guy who we've been talking to for the last couple months, who is, he's been planning on setting the world record for most hours of consecutive piano playing, and it was talking about back in, when was that, October?
Something like that.
We had you on, and guess what? You were planning to do it starting on December 24th, and now you are doing it. You are currently in progress.
I am in progress, yes.
To set this world record. Are you playing piano now?
Yes, I am. I'm trying to, it's really awkward, I got to tell you. I'm trying to talk to you and play at the same time. Push the phone really into my head. Yeah. Tom?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm here.
Well, thanks for coming on the air, buddy.
Yo, thank you. Thanks for having us on for so many weeks. It was really a pleasure to be on with you.
Is that Ghoul there filming you?
Yes, Jim's here.
Hey, now, you're in what hour of your consecutive piano playing right now?
Well, we started at 7:30.
Mm-hmm. So we just passed 9:30. So that makes it 14 hours?
How much is that? Oh, 14?
You're 14 hours in, buddy.
Yep.
You're going to do it,
I
right?
I think so.
Can you know why?
Yes, I do, but I can't say it while I'm playing.
Because what one man can do, another can do. What one man can do, another can do. Didn't you see the edge? Now we're going to go kill that bear. You can do it. I know you can do it. I know you, you're probably tired right now, but you know what? That tired is only relative, right?
Yes.
Think of all the times you overslept, right? Now's the time for that. You're making that up now. You're cashing in those chips, those rest chips.
Yes, I'm cashing in my rest chips. That's right.
So what are you playing right now on the piano? You're just doodling right now?
No. This is it's Bach. But fortunately, I got to a spot where I can use just one hand.
Okay. Now, is there a Guinness judge? Has a Guinness judge checked in?
No, because they don't have offices in the United States anymore, only in London, so mm-hmm. We have to supply them with ample
documentation.
Yes.
Now, who's been down to see you? Has it been like a parade of celebrities?
Well, kind of. When we started, Fox 5 covered us.
Well, that's exciting. So you were on Fox 5 this morning?
Yes, and Channel 11 came by.
Mm-hmm. And were they scared away when that ghoul tried to charge them to film you?
Oh, everybody was very nice so far.
Everyone's nice, except for that ghoul who seems to never go away. He's the only... The nice people come and go. The ghoul just lingers.
Yes, well, what can I say?
Is he staring at you right now?
Yes.
Is he filming you right now?
Yes.
You're growing to hate. It's like the Stockholm syndrome. You're starting to love your captor. Hang in there, buddy. You're gonna do
I'll
this.
Do my best.
You know what I'm gonna do? I'm coming down after the show's over.
Okay, come on
I'm
down.
I'm gonna swing by.
I think we owe you one.
I'm going to come down, and I'm going to lift your hands off the piano.
All right.
And have you disallowed.
Well, it seems only fair.
After all this build-up, I will be the one to take the record away from you. And then that ghoul can film you crying. Well, no, for everybody who wants to know, it is at the Cornelia Street Cafe, right?
That's right, Cornelia Street Cafe.
Which is between, 4th and Broadway?
It's 29 Cornelia between 6th and 7th. Oh, between West 4th and Bleecker.
Between West 4th and Bleecker. So, and it's all night. You are, they're doing it now.
That's right.
The Cornelia Street Cafe. Is there a phone number?
I'll have to give you back to Danielle for that.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to go. Thanks, Tom.
Okay, thanks. I'll talk to you. Good luck. I'll see you in a little bit.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
So
was there something other, anything else, any other information I can give you right now?
I just want to get the address again.
It's 29 Cornelia Street.
Uh-huh.
Between West 4th and Bleecker.
Okay.
And, it's pretty funny.
And is it open and John's up there playing? And what's the phone?
No, they close at night, but they'll be open all day. They open tomorrow at 10.
So what time do they close?
They close at midnight.
Okay.
So, but then they'll reopen at 10.
But he'll be in there playing.
Oh, I'm sorry. They open at 2 tomorrow. I apologize.
2 in the afternoon.
Yes, I am sorry.
But John will be in there playing the whole time.
Oh, yeah. He'll be in here playing the whole time if you want. I mean, are you on tomorrow?
No, I'm on. This is it. I'm going to swing by right after the show and see him.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Oh, that's great. What time are you done?
What time am I done? 11.
11. Okay, cool. Come by. And if do you have my cell phone?
No, I don't. But give it out over the air. I don't want everybody.
I'm sorry.
I don't want my low-life listeners
harassing
you.
I forgot we were still on air.
My low.
We'll be here.
Okay.
Okay.
Is there food and the drink there? It's a bar, right?
The bar is open. The food will probably stop soon.
Okay.
They stop serving at 10, I believe. So,
okay.
But there is still drink and everything.
All right.
Okay.
Well, keep him. How's he look? Does he look punchy?
He looked a little scary about 2 hours ago, but he's perked back up.
Okay. Between. So, did my call cheer him up?
What, hon?
Did this call cheer him up?
I'm sorry, honey. I cannot hear you.
Did this phone call cheer him
up?
Yes,
it cheered him up entirely. It put him in a better mood.
You have to admit he always looks a little scary.
Yeah, he always looks a little. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's not exactly. We weren't talking about George Clooney.
Oh, poor John.
I have fun with him.
Okay.
He knows that. He's my...
Okay.
I've spent hours with this guy on the radio.
I know.
Well, thank you so much. Everybody can call the Cornelia Street Cafe or go down and see John Conti try to set the world record. Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot.
Right, bye.
Bye, hon.
That's exciting stuff. Hey, where'd my bed music go?
I took it off. I didn't think you would.
Okay. Bed music must continue. That's how it works here.
Well, you had it down when you were doing John Conti.
That's how I run things here. Don't worry. 201-200-9368. It is Open Phone Tuesday. I want to hear from you, the Christmas celebrants out there looking to celebrate Christmas. I'd love to talk to a couple kids who are excited about the coming holiday tomorrow, what they're expecting.
What?
FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, who's this?
This is Mark.
Hey, how you doing, Mark?
Good. I just wanted to say that, you know, if someone's trying to break the record, you should give a shout-out to the current record holder.
Who's that?
That's Uncle Floyd.
I think that he is not the current record holder, though.
Oh, really?
I think they figured that out, that he was beaten by somebody else, and now they're setting out to beat that guy.
I'm going to stick with Uncle Floyd.
Are you a big Uncle Floyd fan?
Yeah, and I'm going to stick with Glenn Jones for the on-air radio too. I don't care what they say about some guy in the Netherlands or wherever, you know.
So, are you a big Uncle? Do you know Uncle Floyd personally?
Yeah.
Are you related to him?
Yeah, I guess I'm his nephew.
Seriously?
Aren't we all?
Are you literally his nephew?
No.
No, you're not. You're not related to him.
No.
So you won't be spending Christmas with him? No, you won't.
Actually, no. A couple days, you know, I will be celebrating Christmas season with him.
You ever hang out at his club?
Yes, and I recommend everybody do.
Now, where is that club?
That's on Route 46 at, I think it's the Holiday Inn, Yeah, the Holiday Inn on Route 46.
And what's it called? Floyd's Place?
Yeah.
I actually guessed on that, I assume. Uncle Floyd's Place. Well, you know that from this point on, it will have to be called John Conti's Place.
That just doesn't have the same ring, though, does it?
You know what, though? After John breaks the record, we're going to Uncle Floyd's Place, and do you watch The Sopranos?
Sure.
Do you remember when they broke in that restaurant and, like when Tony had to send the message to the New York guys, and he sent that gang in to deface the restaurant? That's what we're going to do to Uncle Floyd's Place.
That is so disrespectful.
You know what, though? It's street law. Street law. Floyd knows the time. He knows what time it is.
He's not that kind of guy, you know.
He knows what time it is. Don't worry.
What, are you saying something just because he's got an Italian name?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying he's a Jersey. He's from the streets. We're all from the streets here.
Well, that's why maybe you should be careful about what you say about him.
You live by the sword, you die by the sword. Floyd knows that.
Well, I think he's, you know, for my money, he's the record holder. Until you can produce a name of somebody else, I'm just not
going to. I'm going to produce the name John Conti.
Hey, he's a long way from the record, my friend.
Well, you want to know what Uncle
Floyd... You know what? The first 14 hours are the easiest.
No, they're not. Ha, ha, ha. Ask Glenn Jones about that. I think he had the hardest time in, like, the first 10 hours of his record.
Yeah, but he was unconscious the next 10 hours.
So? He did it. But get ready. John Conti will be the next Guinness champion.
We'll see
and
about
Uncle
that.
You know, Uncle Floyd will be erased from the annals of history.
You want to put some money on that?
Yes, I will.
Okay.
$75,000. Let's put it on it right now. $75,000 bet.
That's a weak bet.
How much you want to bet? $130,000.
Yes, $132.5.
Ah, you're no good for it. You'll flake out on me. I'll have to send someone after you. Punch you in the face. Turn you upside down. Shake the money out of your pants. So what are you doing for this Christmas?
I'm wrapping presents. I'm wrapping a girl's head in a box. Right
oh, that's
now.
Charming. That's fantastic.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't know about these dolls that are on the market now. But
which dolls?
Bratz. The girls love the Bratz.
Yeah, those are like the streetwise Barbies.
Yes, they're Barbies with a bad attitude.
I know, and it's Bratz.
Exactly.
See, I know my stuff. I'm cooler than you. Who is it for? Who is it for? Your daughter?
Yes.
And how old is your daughter?
6.
Oh, and did she ask for the Bratz dolls?
She loves them. I tell you the truth, this head in a cellophane box looks pretty frightening to me.
No.
I can't really wait to get it wrapped up. And
is it like a head that she combs the hair on?
Yeah, it's one of those things. It's like
okay.
It's a human-sized head. It's like the head of a 6-year-old in a box.
So it's not like a... I thought it was like you got her like some like Seven, some prop from the movie Seven.
where it was with Gwyneth Paltrow's head.
It actually looks a lot like Gwyneth Paltrow, to tell you the truth. Now, that's with a much worse attitude.
Now, do you have, is your daughter your only child?
Yes.
And what else did you get her?
You'd have to ask my wife about that.
Okay.
Would you like me to put her on?
Sure. Is your daughter asleep?
Barb, are you around? Tom Sharpling wants to know what else you got Maisie for Christmas, aside from the head in the box. Would you like to talk to him? You got a phone? Here. Here, just take this one. Okay, here you go, Tom.
Thanks.
Hello?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
You're on the air here with
me.
Okay. On WFMU.
Okay.
So what else did your 6-year-old daughter get for Christmas?
My 6-year-old daughter. She got a lot of American Girl stuff.
American
it's
Girl?
Like fancy dolls.
Okay.
Very expensive fancy dolls, which are a lot of money. And then what else did she get? Some videos, some games. Got her some classic games. Operation.
That's nice. Operation is always fun.
Operation is a good one. And then, you know, some Barbie stuff. You know, 6-year-old girl stuff.
Yeah. Now, are some of these from Santa?
Most of them are from Santa. Oh, and we got her, like, a nutcracker, because she likes the nutcracker.
You mean an actual physical?
An actual nutcracker.
Like the British guy standing outside
exactly,
the
with
palace?
Exactly, with the handle in the back, with the big, crazy wooden mouth that cracks nuts.
Now, did you get her nuts also?
We did not get her nuts.
Dad, get in the car. Go out and get the nuts.
It's kind of like the nutcracker equivalent of batteries.
Exactly. He'll be driving
without
around.
Without batteries, you can't play Operation.
Tomorrow morning, he'll be going from drugstore to drugstore looking for...
trying to find some...
D-cell batteries. D-cell batteries and walnuts.
Give me a walnut.
So, well, that's very exciting, and I hope you guys have a happy holiday.
Why, thank you very much.
And thanks for checking in, and that's all about it.
All right, well, Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, too. Take care.
Bye.
All right, bye. FMU are on the air.
Merry Christmas, Tom.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you. Who's this?
Gord.
Gord. How you doing, Gord?
Pretty good.
It's Gord. It's St. Catherine. Right?
Yeah.
Is that how I say it?
Yeah. St. Catherine.
St. Catherine.
No, St. Catherine.
St. Catherine's. How's everything going there, buddy?
Pretty good.
You Gording it up?
How's that?
Are you Gording it up?
Oh, we were doing pretty good earlier on, yeah.
I have to tell you, the website... better than ever.
Good. Good.
But glad you know what?
Bots are enjoying it.
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
I don't like it. I love it! I love it!
Nice. Well,
so,
good.
So what are you doing for Christmas?
Well, I just got home. I had to turn the cabbage rolls off. They've been cooking for a good 4 hours.
The cabbage rolls? What are you, one of the Schmangy brothers?
No, I had to, you know, I always have to make some vegetarian entrees for the dinner. So.
That's right. Hey, what was the name of that Chinese restaurant we ate at?
The Kam Jug Yuen restaurant.
Kam Jug Yuen?
Yeah, you can just call it the Jug, though. That's what it's known as.
Sometimes I think about the food there.
At the Jug.
It's good, right?
Yeah.
How often do you eat there?
The Jug?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Well, you're not in town that often.
Not too much. Maybe 4 times a year, something like that.
Oh. And the best part about it is the food is, if you're American, the food is almost free.
I know.
It's so close to free, it's not funny.
Tom got 36 spring rolls.
I think, yeah.
I've ever seen anyone eat that spring rolls at one set sitting.
Oh, I'm so hungry right now. I'm thinking about that food. Hey, so do you think John Conti is going to break the record?
Damn well better.
He's got 35 hours to go, more or less.
He can do it.
You think he can do it?
He can do it.
It's that American gumption that's going to push him over the top. Because he's an American hero.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you remember the show The Greatest American Hero?
I do.
Did they run that in Canada with a disclaimer? Or did they dub it to make it the greatest Canadian hero?
It was dubbed. It's a little known fact, actually, that a lot of popular American TV shows do air here, but they're dubbed over with Canadian voices.
Really?
Yeah, some of the dialogue gets, you know, Canadian.
Mm-hmm. So they'll get, like, Scott Young to loop some of the movies?
Yeah. Well, for example, like a line from Tony Soprano, Canadianized, maybe would be something like, I really think that we need to reconsider what we're doing here. Something like that, you know? Canadian
or,
dubbing.
Or Tony Soprano would always be going, sorry, sorry, sorry.
Yeah.
Like, hey, wait, he's killing somebody, but he's saying sorry while he does it.
For the most apologetic nation.
I love it. But you know what? You have nothing to apologize for because you are Canadian.
I know.
We are Canadian because I renounced my citizenship.
That's right.
I am no longer American.
One of the highlights of 2002.
Was me renouncing it. And you know what I'm ready to do? Renounce my Canadian citizenship.
Uh-oh.
You know why?
Why?
I'm going to become a citizen of Iraq.
Okay.
I think I'm ready. I'm ready to take the plunge.
There's a heated discussion on the message board right now.
I know.
Yeah.
People, the message board has turned political.
Blowing up.
Who's the biggest jerk on the message board? Rob M? Right? Yes? Rob
yeah,
M?
Yeah, I'd have to say so.
Radman?
Radman?
Yeah.
He hasn't been around too much lately.
That guy was like a flash in the pan.
I heard the White Knights coming to clean up in the new year.
Yeah, I'm running this board now. There's got to be a sheriff on this board.
That's right.
It's you know the problem with the board is it's you got these clowns like Rob M who think they're who were going unchecked.
Yeah.
So naturally they ran roughshod all over the board.
Well, if anybody does anything unparliamentary,
no longer.
The enforcer will be there.
The line must be drawn here. Do you know what movie that's from?
No.
Star Trek Insurrection.
So what was your highlight of 2002, Tom?
My highlight of 2002?
Yeah.
Would probably be...
Visiting Toronto.
Visiting Toronto was definitely a highlight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seeing Gord and Chris with my own eyes, definitely a highlight. Taking a bite of that first sour cream and glazed donut, definitely a highlight.
Wow.
What else was a highlight?
So maudlin.
Did you see the movie The Kid Stays in the Picture?
No.
Definitely a highlight, that movie.
Mm-hmm. No, you know, the last movie I saw was really good.
The Sting.
Anna Tarjouat, The Fast Runner.
I heard The Fast Runner is a very good movie.
It's really awesome.
Now, what is that about?
Well, originally I thought it was based on Chariots of Fire, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, like an Inuit version of Chariots of Fire, but it's not.
Okay.
It's about this guy. He's a really fast runner,
mm-hmm.
and he hunts, and then he gets a wife.
Okay.
And he gets another wife, and then this guy who had a vendetta against him since he was a teenager comes and kills his brother. And then he has to run really far across the ice.
Okay.
Several hundred kilometers.
Love it.
Yeah. It's 3 hours of...
non-stop
definitely
running.
Definitely non-Hollywood-paced entertainment. I don't know if it's a candidate for an Officer Tom at the movies selection or not.
You would not put The Fast Runner up.
No. I do want to talk bowling for Columbine with...
With
a good officer.
Did you see it?
That'd be pretty funny.
Did you enjoy the movie?
Bowling for Columbine?
Yeah.
Not bad.
How did you feel about all the Canadian stuff in it?
Some of it was good. Some of it was a little cheesy. There's this one. It's kind of like a nuance. Maybe, you know,
mm-hmm.
a little boring. But they're talking to this guy in a cafe in Toronto.
Yeah.
And he's so Toronto, eh? Like... just that smug, kind of yucky Toronto kind of vibe.
Really?
Yeah.
Kind of like Chris?
Well, that part was kind of
like Chris a little bit?
Well, you know, the hilarious thing is, Chris used to work at that cafe.
Chris.
Yeah. And he knew that dude in Bowling for Columbine.
He knew the actual guy.
That guy's a schmo.
Really?
So we have it on good authority.
I love it.
I was at that other, you know when they're talking to the Taco Bell?
Kids? Yeah, the kids.
I was at that Taco Bell once.
Really?
Did
you go back and get
a lot of memories.
Did you get those kids' autographs?
I would love to meet
them. Did those kids do an in-store? Signing?
Yeah.
Bowling for Columbine posters and memorabilia?
Yeah. Tom, I hate to say it, but one of my highlights of 2003 was...
2003? What kind of time machine do you have? I'd say one of my highlights of 2003 was that time machine I invented.
I think I have the Kahlua-powered time machine.
Yeah, you're taking the, you're on the Chris diet.
Anyway, the highlight of 2002.
Yeah.
Probably, and, you know, not to dig up any old dirt, but it was probably the episode where you tried to kill yourself.
where I literally was ready to, and I got talked off the ledge. Do you know how I got talked off the ledge?
With a little make piece.
Yes. That was what I went out with.
Right on the precipice.
And then you emailed me Chris Makepeace's filmography.
Yeah.
That he worked on a version of Kiss's Music from the Elder.
Yeah. Not to mention that link to that sort of three-quarter complete vanity site.
Yeah. Those are the best sites.
Which friendsoftom.com is modeled after.
Really?
Well.
It's modeled after a Chris Makepeace site.
Yeah.
I love how... there's nothing funnier than the website that is, it's like, you look at it, it's like, enthusiastic, 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 abandoned. It's like, it just like stops on one day. Like if you go around the internet and look at like fan sites for like basketball teams, they'll be like, here's my ultimate Phoenix Suns website. And the guy will be like, breaking down every game, putting up box scores and stuff, but then it just stops.
Yeah.
At a point, like, I would find these websites, it would be like, hasn't been updated for 2.5 years, but...
One little window of 1998 between, like, the beginning of the semester and midterm exam.
It was all enthusiasm. And it's like, it's just like, in this game, you know, it's like the guy breaks down every, like, oh, he's overanalyzing the game. It's like writing way too much on it, and then obviously got... distracted, lost one tiny shard of focus, and then it was over.
Yeah.
Never went back to his website.
Yeah. Well, we'll try to keep our own site.
That won't happen.
Fatty.
That won't happen.
2003.
That won't happen. I already went through my loss of interest with the site.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. I didn't lose it.
I would just like to send one more Christmas wish out.
What's that, buddy?
To a certain group of individuals. Let's just call them the law firm of Earls, Worcester, Benjamin, and Belzer.
Okay.
You know what I mean.
Okay.
Merry Fotmas.
I love it.
Merry Fotmas.
Holy guacamole. Nice work, buddy.
Okay, well, have a good one, Tom.
Well, you too, Gord. Say hi to
Oh, I'm looking in the sky. I'm looking in the northern sky.
Do you see Santa?
No, there's nothing.
There's nothing yet?
Just chemtrails.
Chemtrails?
Okay, Art Bell.
Okay.
I'm going to say goodnight to you.
Take care, you two. Have a
fantastic
holiday.
Merry
you too.
Christmas.
Thanks, Gordy.
Bye.
Bye. And Gord did such a fantastic job on the website with Chris in Toronto. That's a true highlight of 2002 for me, the work that these guys did on the Friends of Tom website, which is friendsoftom.com. Hey, 201-200-9368 is the phone number. We're looking to take your call now. If you want to call and be a part of the Christmas fun, now's the time to do it. 201-200-9368. Or you can email me through friendsoftom.com, blah-bitty-blah-bitty-blah. We can talk about things you bought for people, presents you bought. We can talk about the gifts you wanted. I would always love to talk to little kids or kids about the stuff they're hoping to get tomorrow. 201-200-9368. WFMU are on the air.
Oh, hey, Tom. Merry Christmas.
Hey, who's this?
This is Chris.
How you doing, Chris?
I'm from Brooklyn. There's a lot of other Chris's on the show. I don't want to be confused with any of them.
Don't worry. How's everything in Brooklyn?
Oh, it's all right.
What are you doing right now? You being cool?
I'm being very cool and listening
Brooklyn
to the show.
Brooklyn cool? Brooklyn cool?
Yeah, Brooklyn cool.
Exactly. What part of Brooklyn?
Carroll Gardens.
Carroll Gardens? The next hip area of Brooklyn.
Oh, God, not even.
Oh, it's going to be. It's going to be the next Williamsburg. Get ready.
See, I got a question.
What's that?
What's the average turnaround time for FOT cards?
Well, we hit a little snag over the last couple weeks. I haven't sent any out in the last 2 to 3 weeks. I will do that this week.
Okay.
I promise.
I'm not trying to be difficult or anything.
I know you're not.
It was just when as soon as the site went up.
You got excited.
Yeah. I wanted to be a part of something bigger than myself.
Don't worry. I got to send.
First time in my life.
There's a whole stack of them I have to send out. I will do it this week. I have off from work this week. They will go out this week.
All right.
I promise you.
So you got Christmas plans?
Yes, I do.
See.
I'm going to sit in front of my computer sending out Friends of Tom cards all day.
Excellent.
Because everybody's complaining. No, I'm kidding. That was a joke. Come on, laugh it up, Chris.
Okay.
Brooklyn Chris.
Yeah. All right, well, I guess that's all I had to say.
All right, buddy.
Except, well, one other thing. I noticed people keep confusing your show with Christie's show.
What's that all about?
Well, somebody called his show last week, that Officer Mike guy.
Yeah, that's Officer Tom's cousin or something?
Yeah, and he wanted to do like a movie review piece.
On his show?
On his show, and he thought it was your show.
Come on, Officer Mike. Get
exactly.
Some focus, buddy.
Yeah.
Get your head out of the clouds.
So
I own the police franchise of movie reviews on this show.
They're in your pocket, man.
Thank you. Well, Chris, what are you doing for Christmas?
I'm just kind of alone for Christmas.
Really?
Yeah.
You gonna go to the movies, maybe?
I guess so. There's what not really much I want to see right now, though.
What are you gonna see? Catch Me If You Can.
No, I honestly, I swear to God, I can't think of anything that I want to see.
Did you see Adaptation yet?
I did see that.
Did you like it?
I liked it for the first...
Oh, everybody with the first three quarters of the movie! I love the first three quarters of the movie, but then I thought it was terrible.
Is that what everybody said?
Yes, I've heard it from 50 people.
Wow.
Come on, everybody!
I guess it's a consensus then, huh?
I'm bucking the consensus.
What did you think?
I thought the ending was unbelievable. I loved the ending.
Did you hate the first three quarters?
No, I loved it from start to finish.
I laughed a lot, you know.
It's funny, but I didn't laugh a lot because it's more, I just felt uncomfortable for a lot of the movie. Like watching those beads of sweat on Nicolas Cage's forehead.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, all the masturbating, too, was a bit much.
Yeah, that was disturbing.
I wasn't fun to watch. I'm sorry to even mention it.
Actually. Oh, thank you. You did it in a tactful way. Okay. Well, it was, yeah, but I enjoyed the whole movie. I'm looking forward to Confessions of a Dangerous Mind also.
Next week. Yeah, that's right. Is that out now?
Yeah, I think it might be out next week.
Oh, swell.
You can also, what can you see? You can see Catch Me If You Can. You can see Chicago. Tomorrow. Can you see Chicago tomorrow? Did you see About Schmidt?
No. I saw Chicago with my mom on my 30th birthday.
You mean the show?
Yeah.
How was it?
It was great.
Who was in the show?
Christine D'Amboise.
Okay. From Archie Bunker's place.
Is that where she's from?
No. Making things. I think that was Danielle Brisbois.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't quite understand that. But
did you enjoy the show?
It was great. I like Bob Fosse a lot.
He's good.
Yes.
Well, young man.
Yes, sir.
Your card will get to you. This time next week, you should have your card.
All right, thanks.
All right.
Merry Christmas to Terry also.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, thank you. She says Merry Christmas back.
Merry Christmas back.
Bye-bye, Terry.
Brooklyn!
Yeah.
He's out.
201-200-9368 is the phone number. For the radio show here on Christmas Eve, best show on WFMU. My name's Tom Sharpling. I'm in studio with Terry T, host of the Cherry Blossom Clinic, which can be heard each and every Friday from 3 to 6 p.m. Do you have anything planned for the Cherry Blossom Clinic this week, Terry?
Actually, I do. Unfortunately, Joe Strummer died.
Mm-hmm.
And so actually, I was going to do an end-of-year wrap-up, best of 2002 kind of thing. But now, I got to pay respects
yes.
to Joe Strummer. And so I'm going to have a lot of special things planned in honor of Joe Strummer. And there might be a I'm trying to get a certain person on this station who is known for his undying devotion and knowledge of Joe Strummer. But I shan't mention his name lest he can't
get off.
Well,
I'm going to go ahead and mention his name.
Okay.
Nachum Segal. I said it.
Okay. Well, yeah, Nachum and I might do the show Friday together.
I said it.
This Friday 3 to 6.
There's no rules here on The Best Show. No rules. Well, everybody can tune in this Friday from 3 to 6 p.m. and check that out.
I'll give a hint.
What's that?
His fan club is called The Heroes.
Oh, that's right. They hold their meetings in phone booths. FMU, you're on the air.
Hello. This is a collect call from the Newbridge Correctional Facility from... Dude. I mean, Kevin. To accept, press 1. To decline, press 2.
Let me see if I can...
I'm sorry, I didn't understand your entry. To accept, press 1. To decline, press 2.
Okay, that was a 1.
To say yes.
Yes. 1.
Dude.
Hey.
Dude, what's up?
Where are you calling from?
Jail.
This is Kevin?
That's right. What's up? You will not believe what the past 5 days has been like.
Really?
That's right.
You, oh my God, you called last week. I should say that people who don't know, Kevin is the friend of my brother from high school, and he's been calling for the last couple months even. And
that's right.
Last week you kind of had a little bit of a meltdown on the air.
It was a bad night. I was in a pretty bad mood.
Yeah, you were kind of, sounded a little despondent there.
Yeah, but I tell you, that kind of, you know, one of my buddies, DB, this buddy of mine, said, hey man, you got to cheer up. I'm going to come get you.
Okay.
And we're going to go out, we're going to hit the town, and we got into a little bit of trouble, and that's why I'm calling you from the county jail.
So you're in jail right now.
I am.
Wow.
That's right, but it's cool. It's casual. Oh. It's hey, look, man.
So what?
I'm in a great mood.
Well,
Christmas Eve.
I guess that's kind of inspiring that you're in jail, but you've managed to be in a good mood. How exactly did you end up? You got in a little bit of trouble?
Well, yeah. Check it out. DB came and picked me up, and we went and got some toilet paper, and we went rolling.
Rolling.
We went rolling. We rolled some yards.
Oh, okay, okay.
We're
you
rolling.
Went rolling.
Remember we had that, like, freezing rain, like 4 days ago?
Yeah.
And the toilet paper, like, froze in, like, all these people's yards.
Mm-hmm.
And that was hilarious. And then we got some eggs.
Okay.
We went egging.
So you were just throwing stuff at people's houses and...
That's right.
You were just being doing
vandalism.
Mean,
it was hilarious. Hilarious. Then we rutted some yards.
What is? How do you rut a yard?
Well, DB's got like a Jeep Cherokee, so we.
Oh, so you were.
You pull up in the yard and you pop the clutch.
Oh, so you just kind of tear someone's yard up with your car tires.
Hilarious.
Yeah, sounds really hilarious. So okay, so you're doing all this vandalism.
So yeah, so we did that for like 2 days straight. Hilarious. Put me in a really great mood. And then so we went, we were like, hey, let's go see a movie. So we went and we bought a bunch of Whippets.
Okay.
And then we went to go see the new Lord of the Rings movie.
Yeah.
And so we're in the theater doing Whippets in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
And I started to kind of wig out. So I thought, you know, I was just sitting there, and I think I did too many Whippets or something because I started to hallucinate.
Okay.
And I swear, I was convinced that, like,
one of the hobbits was wearing Air Jordans or something.
Uh-huh.
Was that in the movie?
I didn't see the movie, but I can pretty much guess that no, none of the hobbits were wearing Nike products.
What about, like, I could have sworn, like, one of the halflings had, like, a beer helmet on.
I would doubt that also.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I was pretty wigged out. So I left the theater, and I started to demand my money back.
Uh-huh.
Because I thought, man, a big production like that, they should be letting, like, problems like that slip through the cracks, you know, dude? Like a hobbit with Air Jordans on and a halfling with a beer helmet on.
Yeah, so you thought that was unacceptable.
They should have caught that stuff.
Yeah.
So I was demanding my money back, and they wouldn't give it to me.
Uh-huh.
So I went out to the car, and I got some eggs, and I came back in, and I egged the staff.
You egged the staff
of the movie theater. And the cops came.
Uh-huh.
And because of that little problem I got in a few months ago that I told you about last week, remember where I kind of went in the lady's house?
You went in a lady's house and kind of you were drinking her beer and you stole her
theater? Well, we were cutting her yard, you know,
yeah.
Like back in August.
Mm-hmm.
It was really hot, and they leave their, like, sliding glass door open.
Yeah.
So me and the guys went in and took off all of our clothes and drank her beer, and we were watching cable when she got home.
Uh-huh.
You should have seen the look on her face, man.
Yeah, I could imagine. I mean, that would be horrifying.
Man, it was hilarious.
The look on her face.
We were just sitting there, you know, just like in our birthday suits, watching Wild On, man. It was hilarious.
So just seeing, the look of this woman coming home to find that there's, like, naked men drunk watching her TV and sitting on her furniture.
When I look back on it now, man, I laugh every time. But because of this little problem I got in a few days ago,
uh-huh.
That was kind of a violation of my parole.
Yeah, I can imagine that
or
would...
Or probation.
Yeah.
What is it, probationer? I guess, I don't know. I don't really ever listen when they talk to me.
It would probably be your probation.
Right. So
yeah.
They kind of put me in for a few days.
Uh-huh.
My bail's kind of high.
Oh, how much bail?
So, it's about $1,200.
Okay, so you're in jail right now.
Right. But, hey, I was thinking.
Uh-huh.
I hope you kept the receipt on that 8-foot graphics bong you got me. So you could take that back, and maybe you could post my bail.
Wait, I'm confused, actually. The what?
I hope you kept that receipt on, like, what you got me for Christmas.
Yeah,
I probably like that 8-foot graphics bong.
Yeah,
California water pipe. Is that better?
Well, no, that wasn't the issue. It's the fact that I got you an 8-foot bong for Christmas, which I didn't. Yeah, I didn't get you.
What about, like, you got me, like,
an
Osama Yo Mama sweatshirt, right?
I didn't get you anything. I'm sorry. I didn't get you.
Well, take that stuff back. And why don't you just post my bail?
I don't know how to
tell
you.
This Christmas, Tom.
I don't think I can post your bail. That's a lot of money.
You gonna let me stay in here on Christmas?
Well, how long until they pop you just as normal,
I don't know. I'll be
procedure.
In for another week. But you know what?
What's that?
It's all good because, man, I met this girl while we were out, you know, like, tearing the town up.
Uh-huh.
I met this girl, and we're gonna elope.
So now you're getting married.
That's right. Yeah. So things are really good. So when I get out of here, she and I are taking off. I met her. She's the little sister of the dude I buy weed from.
Wait, who? This girl is the.
It's the little sister of the dude I buy weed from.
Uh-huh.
She's 18. So we're going to take off.
You're getting married.
Yeah, for real this time, because I know I was, like, lying about that other stuff and everything, but this time it's for real. This girl's not a figment of my imagination.
Okay, so you actually met a woman.
Right.
And you're going to get married.
We're taking off. So this is actually the last time you'll hear from me.
Uh-huh. Well, that's good for you, I guess.
Man, that's going to be great.
Where are you taking off to?
What's going
to
be great? Well, we're just going to take off across the country, probably get married for, you know, like $100 or something in Vegas.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to take off, wherever the road takes us, dude.
Well, that I guess that's good for you, I guess. I mean, and,
well, thanks, best thanks for your well-wishing.
Yeah, best of luck, and Merry Christmas. I mean, I guess you're going to...
It would be really nice if you could post my bail so I could get out of here and do some packing.
Well, I mean, I honestly don't think I can. That's a lot of money.
I know, but especially, you know, we go back.
Especially if you're taking off. I can't post your bail if you're just leaving.
Well...
I mean, then that's money. I'm just going to lose that money.
It's for a good cause. I mean, it's for the betterment of, you know, things. And things are, like, the best right now than they've ever been.
Well, I mean, I'm glad that you've got a sense of purpose and you're kind of see some light at the end of the tunnel with this girl. And, you know, maybe you don't want to exactly rush into getting married, but...
I think it's going to be great. I think she's the one.
Good. Well, you know, you got to just trust your heart then.
I think it's going to be awesome.
Trust your heart.
But I guess it's kind of a goodbye, too, you know?
Yeah, I guess so.
You know, that's kind of weird.
Well, you're in jail, so I mean, I guess you're probably in town for another week.
Right.
You know? I mean, I don't.
Things are going to be a whirlwind. When I get out, I'm going to be packing.
Yeah.
And, you know, and we're taking off.
And just taking off. Well, that's good for you.
So yeah, this is it, man. So
this,
you know,
pretty,
this is kind of like goodbye or something.
This is pretty exciting.
Kind of like you know. Tell your brother goodbye.
Okay.
I never really got to have
an actual
conversation with him.
I'll tell him.
Tell him goodbye.
All right.
For me. And just one last time, you know, like, just say your thing one last time.
What thing?
Just say, like, you know, do it. Come on.
Thanks for calling?
No. No, you know what I mean, dude. Come on.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Dude. It's casual.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Tom is in the house.
All right, buddy.
All right.
Well,
Merry Christmas. Nice
luck spending Christmas in jail, and things are going to look up for you in 2003.
They are. These are the salad days.
Yeah, good for you, buddy.
All right.
Good. Have fun.
I will. Man, I'm going to have a blast.
Good. Take care. This is, you know, say hi to everybody in jail. I guess, are there people around?
There's a couple of dudes in here.
Uh-huh.
Drunk.
Well, okay, well, best of luck to you.
Meatloaf tonight.
Good for you.
All right.
All right, take care.
All right, bye, Tom. It's been a slice.
Yeah, it has. It's
all right.
All right, take care.
Bye now.
All right, bye. Huh. Well, that was Kevin checking in. 201-200-9368 is the phone number. It is Christmas Eve. Looking for your calls from your family members. Whatever. FMU are on the air.
Tom?
Yes.
It's Peter O'Connor.
Peter. How are you doing, Peter?
Good. I called up on November 5th.
Okay.
I was the one that, you know, wanted to say hi to Megan. Remember that?
No. Who was Megan?
Remember, I requested Blink-182, but you didn't have it.
Oh, that's right. So how are you doing, buddy?
Pretty good.
What you getting for Christmas?
I don't know yet.
What did you ask for?
What?
What did you ask for?
Well, I really didn't, because I have a lot of faith in my mom to get me, you know, good stuff and everything. And,
uh-huh.
You know, the rest of my family and everything. And,
there wasn't anything specific that you wanted?
Not really, just a lot of computer games, you know.
Like what computer games?
Well, I'm into Star Trek a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
New Star Trek movie, what did you think?
I didn't see it yet.
You didn't see it yet? So you really are into it a lot?
Well, no, I really like it. I mean, I watch it every night and everything.
Uh-huh. What's your favorite Star Trek of all the shows?
I think Star Trek Voyager.
Is that that's the one with the hot chickie poo there, right?
Who?
The 7 of 9. Is that the one, right?
I can't hear you. What?
Who's the one woman on there? 7 of 9? Is that the one?
Yeah.
And she's very attractive.
I guess, yeah.
But who's your favorite character in all of Star Trek? Let me guess. Neelix.
No, not really. I think he has to switch to decaf.
Uh-huh. Take it down a notch.
Huh?
So what did you get your mother for Christmas?
I got her an ice cream maker. Or actually, that was for her birthday.
Okay. What did you get her for Christmas?
I can't say because she's in the room right now.
Really?
Yeah.
What, is your dad in the room?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I speak to your mom or your dad real quick?
What?
Can I talk to your mom or your dad real quick?
Yeah, 1 minute. Hang on.
Thanks.
Hello?
Hello?
Tom.
Hi, who's this?
His mother, Peter's mother, Mary Ellen.
How are you doing?
Good.
Did you know... What, did you hear what he got you for Christmas?
No.
Well, I'm going to just say, have you ever seen those car commercials? Like the ones where the person takes the photo and then they show them the Polaroid and you see the car behind them?
Yeah.
You're going to get a new Lexus tomorrow.
Okay.
Peter bought you a new Lexus.
He must be working a few jobs that I don't know about.
He's going to give you, you're going to open up his present and it's going to be like a little car in a... like plastic box, and then you're going to go, wait, what's this? And then he's going to take his foot and push you, the Polaroid that he took, into your face, and then you're going to see this brand new Lexus parked out. Oh, it's a Jaguar, he actually said.
A Jaguar, huh?
So he got you a new Jaguar.
You know what? I'm happy with my little Jeep.
Did you get him computer games?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because he has faith in you. Did you hear that?
Yes, I did hear that, yeah.
He has faith in you not to disappoint him on Christmas Day.
Yeah, he's a good kid.
He's a pretty good guy.
Yes, he is.
He's called a couple times.
Yes, I was working the last time, and then he went in the archives and let me hear it.
To let you hear it.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you understand that I was respectful to him.
Yes, you were.
I treat the kids like they want to be treated. But they want to be treated with respect, but I'm not one of them. I'm not going to get all foul-mouthed with them.
Nope,
I'm not the bad kid hanging out behind the school trying to get your kid to smoke a cigarette. That's not me.
Well, see, that's the thing with how you raise your kids.
Exactly. Firm.
You know,
you smack
the Jason 2 game that's, you know, been all over the place with the... people think that it's...
Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
That's not in your house.
Well, actually it is.
Okay.
And the thing is, it's a game.
Uh-huh.
And if the child doesn't have that kind of personality...
He doesn't play it like a psychopath.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying.
And he doesn't repeat the language.
Exactly.
You know, so, you know, I don't see anything wrong with it.
Exactly, and then you get once in a while, he gets out of line, you make him go out and into the yard and pick out a switch, right? Make him pick a branch off of a tree that you're going to beat him with. Is that how you do it?
No, I don't think I've ever hit him, but, you know, he knows when I'm mad.
Do you do the thing where you say, I'm so disappointed right now? I'm not mad, I'm disappointed.
No, he knows that I'm mad.
He knows when you're mad. He's more scared of you being mad than disappointed.
Go and have a timeout or anything like that.
Uh-huh. Well, trust me, if you tell him to go out into the backyard and pick his own switch off of a tree, the switch that you will beat him with, he will shape up also.
Yeah.
I'm just giving you options.
Yes.
That's all I'm doing. So these are just options. Well, I'm going to say goodnight to you, and thanks so much for calling, and happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Yeah, same to you.
And I'll talk to your son soon.
Okay, I'm
okay.
Sure of it.
Okay,
you can count on it.
I'm sure I can. Take care.
All right, bye-bye. Okay.
Bye. FMU are on the air.
Yeah, I'm looking for Tom Sharp.
Oh. This is like the ghost of Christmas boring.
Oh, man. kill me here. You know, what are you doing?
Hey, man, it's Captain Jack.
Tom,
hey,
what's the deal?
It's Captain Jack, man.
Well, come on, give me
Barnacle
a break.
Blues
I'm
Band.
To support John Conti. You know?
Ah, me too, man. Have you been down to see him yet?
Wow, I mean, you're rough on me here.
Ah, I'm teasing
Let's
you.
Relax a little.
Can I'm the ghost of Christmas Funny.
Relax half a notch.
I'm the ghost of
Christmas,
Christmas Funny.
And say hi to John.
Did you go down to see him yet?
No.
Are you gonna?
No, I'm concerned because I'm in the mountains north of you a little bit.
Are you gonna go see him?
I'm trying, but there's supposed to be, like, this major storm where we get, like, 104
yeah.
feet of snow.
The perfect storm.
Yeah, right.
Right?
So I got the snowshoes out and the toboggan.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking into renting a mush team. We hear Avis has a really good deal on mush teams right
uh-huh.
now. So we're looking into that.
So you really are operating in your own fantasy land, pretty
well,
much.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, man.
You pretty much... Let
yeah.
me guess, you pretty much took too many hallucinogens back like 30 years ago, and you are not even sure of reality. Right? Yes?
Oh,
Captain Jack,
man.
Yes, true?
It's like hardcore.
True? It's true,
yeah.
right? It's true.
Merry Christmas.
No, it's true,
dear
buddy.
Lord.
I'm just laying it out. I tell the truth.
Yeah.
You know that. You
don't
come
know.
Here.
I guess we have a natural... anti-polarity or whatever they call it here, but
you know deep down you're my favorite caller on this
no,
show.
No, I don't think so. I mean, you hung up on me the last two times. You put down my band.
I didn't. What did I? I didn't put
you
down
know,
the
all
bar.
I do is like praise you. You're like my hero. I got a picture of you hanging over my bed.
Yeah, see, that just disturbs me now more than anything.
Well,
that
you, you know,
have a picture
for you to
of
be
me.
Laying into me this heavily.
Where'd you get a pic? Where'd you get the picture? That's
I got
what
some,
I want to know.
I got some friends. Okay?
Oh, well, that's
I know
horrifying.
That's hard to believe. Okay?
That's hard. No, that's hard.
I've got three friends. I pay them every week. But these
look,
people,
Captain Jack.
These people are my hardcore friends, and they say that guy's giving you a hard time.
Go get your harp. I'll let you play a little harp solo on the air right now.
Wait a minute. Yeah, I know you're going to hang up on me.
No,
like my old girlfriend.
No.
I never had a man hang up on me.
Go get your harmonica. Go get your harmonica.
All right.
Go get it, tough guy.
I just want to tell you one thing.
What's that?
We're springing Kevin at midnight.
Okay, that's...
He's in the big house.
Yeah,
okay?
put that mouth that you're moving, put a harmonica on top of it, and let's hear that, okay?
Well, I can send you a tape if you want. But, you know, what is the thing in the beginning with the kids?
Give us
I have a feeling you're a pedophile. What is this?
Oh, yeah.
Kids call me up. And then what is this? Teenagers call me up. I'll pay you to go to a movie.
What?
What is that? What are you, like Earth to Al, the kiddie's pal?
Yeah, that's me. You got me. You got dead to rights. Bring yeah. bong. You got me.
Yeah, I know I'm boring. I'm really boring. And I can't talk.
I'm giving you the floor here, buddy.
You say to me all the time, you say, listen to this guy's voice. And then you'll hang up on him. Well, listen to me. No man has ever hung up on me except for you. Okay,
I'm giving
I've had a couple
you the
of women I pissed off in the past.
Hey,
okay?
Captain Jack, I'm giving you the floor right now, buddy.
Yeah, well, I know you. I'm boring. Okay.
You're not boring. Actually,
well,
now
boring
you're
boring, and I might listen to this guy's.
You're
voice,
actually
right?
entertaining right now.
What?
This is pretty entertaining.
Yeah. Well, you better wake up, pal, and smell the
sea salt,
the placenta or whatever, the diesel fuel. Because let me tell you.
What's that?
I got a car. It's we got out finally. I got the car on the road. It's an old 82 Mercedes.
Uh-huh.
20 years old. It's got 220,000 miles on
yeah.
it.
Mm-hmm.
Four shades of purple. And we got it back on the road. The molding's folding off.
Ugh.
It's like in bad shape. The muffler is mm-hmm. hanging off the back.
Yeah. So what you're saying is, whatever threat you're about to make to me with this, that you have a car now,
I'm not threatening.
I shouldn't worry about
you're
because
my hero, man.
Because the car
you've
can go 15
right
feet.
Along. I've given you nothing but complete adulation the entire time. Not like Philly Boy Roy. Not like Petey. Petey's even turned on you.
Petey has not turned on.
Not me. Like Hot Rockin' Robbie. Hot Rockin' Robbie. I've heard him. He's gone down on you a couple of times. I didn't mean it that way.
Yeah,
but,
yeah
he's
thank
giving
you.
You a hard time.
Thanks for qualifying that. I appreciate
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so I cleared that up. Right?
Yeah, thanks.
But I'm telling you, man, I am like your most faith. I'm more faithful than any of the other three, and I lose in the poll. And you
I
don't even mention me. I'm not even on your.
I didn't vote in that poll.
Well, what's the deal with your? You got? I looked on your stupid ass website.
Yeah.
What's the deal with that? I'm not even in your
What is it? You got the creature in that, what is that one segment of your...
Rogue? I don't have a photo of you.
Well, you don't even have a photo of the creature, but I don't even get a mention.
Okay, I'll mention you in the website. Would that make you happy?
Yeah, because all I do is try to be nice to you.
Okay, you
every
know what?
Week, and all I
here
get
you
is
go.
Hung up on.
Captain Jack will get mentioned in the website, okay? You'll get mentioned.
Yeah, you're calming me down, at least you didn't hang up on me. I mean, that's like ladylike.
Oh, I'm
like
so
tempted.
You're
flipping through a field of daisies. It's like you got your little basket of daisies.
Okay,
and
hey,
tiptoeing
okay.
Tiptoeing through the field.
You know what? Don't get,
like
get hey, hey, hey.
Shh, I'm going to hang up on this guy.
Shh,
oh, it's so easy.
Take it
right?
down a notch, buddy.
You know I can't do it to you, right?
Take it down a notch.
Okay, I'm
Let's
sorry.
Let's take it down a notch, okay?
I'm a little carried away.
You're the one yelling at me about
okay?
Yeah, you're the one yelling at me about Christmas, and then you're the one flipping out.
Everybody, you know, is like giving me a hard time about this. They're like, why does Tommy hate you so much? And I'm like, I don't know.
Tommy don't hate you.
Yeah, well, you know, it's upsetting to me.
Well, take it down a notch and
right,
calm
okay.
down.
Hey, let me tell you something.
You know what? If I truly hated you,
right,
you would
okay.
never get on the air.
I'm getting a little
air,
carried
okay?
away, but I tell you.
Okay, hey, no, listen to me for one
this
second.
Pent-up anger. I get one shot at you a week.
Hey, pal, listen. If I truly hated you, you would never get on the air,
okay? All right, good.
All right?
Let me tell you one thing. Let's calm down. That Sammy Davis cat really swings.
Okay, see, now this is where you're off on your own planet. And
no, but I
can't
mean,
follow.
When you put
how
him
am
on
I supposed,
the,
how
I'm
am I supposed
off on
to
my own planet. You're the cat playing Sammy Davis doing Jingle Bells. I'm off on my planet. Yeah, right. And besides, let me tell you something. That Kevin cat is talented, okay? He needs more airtime.
All right. It's all,
right?
all his.
That guy, he had me going for 2 weeks. I really thought he was a friend of your younger brother's. And I thought you were, like, putting him off because he had some news on you or something that you were trying to, like, lose him. But let me tell you, that cat's talented.
He's a talented guy, as are you.
Well, no, I'm not talented.
He doesn't hold a candle to you.
I can do it. I can calm down.
He doesn't hold a candle to you.
Well, he's all right. I like that guy.
You're like Orson Welles. That's how talented you are.
Well, let me tell you, one of the best things that has happened to me, let me get back to a positive realm.
Yeah.
One of the most positive things that has happened to me is hooking up with you, man.
Well, thank you.
And I really do appreciate the stupid-ass airtime you give me, even though you're hanging up on me and making me look like a total ass. I do appreciate the fact that you do give me airtime.
Well,
and
all you.
I'm going to try I'm going to write a poem for you.
All right. You know what, though, Captain Jack? I got to say, I'm not going to hang up on you.
Yeah.
I only have 15 minutes left in the show.
All right, man.
We've got some music
we
to play.
We love you. I wish you a happy new year, and peace be with you.
Well, same to you, Captain Jack.
Take care, man.
All right, bye. Oh. Oh. Tommy's... I don't know if I'm like... I don't think there's an emotion for what I'm feeling right now. What am I playing here, Toots? CD2?
Could you pop me up? Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, this is in honor of Joe Strummer, who died this Sunday. He was 50 years old. Joe Strummer, he of The Clash, the greatest punk rock band ever. And so we're just playing. I thought I would play something, you know, by The Clash, since he died.
Yeah.
But also in honor of you. Hence, we are going to hear Tommy Gun for Tommy Gun. And we just heard a little mini set of Clash stuff. Rest in peace, Joe Strummer, who died at 50 years old this Sunday. We heard I Fought the Law from the first Clash album. We heard Stay Free from Give Him Enough Rope. We heard 1977 Super Black Market Clash and Tommy Gun from Give Him Enough Rope. And tune in this Friday to the Cherry Blossom Clinic. If I may do a little quick plug. Friday 3 to 6, I will be doing a Joe Strummer tribute. Hopefully, my pal Holva will be joining me. And, here, Tommy. And one more song we're going to play, the Granddaddy Christmas song. We're going to go out with it and then we're chasing it.
Hey, everybody. I just want to, say in conclusion here, Thanks, everybody who has been listening to my show for the last whatevers. For 2002, all our fun guests and crazy stuff, and all the callers, and thanks to Gord and Chris for doing an amazing job on the website, and thanks to Terry T for coming down here and spinning stuff and helping me out with the show, and thanks to Matt for always helping out with the show every week, executive call screener. I appreciate everybody who has helped make this show the show that it is. So I guess you're all to blame for this. But we're not going to be here next week on New Year's Eve, but we will be back in 2003 with a best show that will be even better. If that's somehow possible, we will make that happen. And I guess tonight we will say Merry Christmas to everybody, and let's end it with a Christmas song by Granddaddy. Okay? It's, what's it called?
Alan Parsons Wonderland.
Alan Parsons Wonderland on WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, worldwide on your World Wide Web. Okay, it's...
Beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Alan Parsons in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay is the new bird. He records a love song, the production's right on. Alan Parsons in a winter wonderland.